music from it. Told me at 5 o'clock he got my email. Then he said, yes, and you're welcome.
Is scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. He gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Good! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield. Look at him go to work. Outside left tackle. He's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That is impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton 9.99999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. A great game for you this evening between the Redskins, 7-2 on the year, and Lima Central Catholic, 6-3. It's a rematch of last year's Week 10 game up at Lima Stadium, won by Fort Loramie in come-from-behind fashion, 36-31. That victory by the Redskins a year ago vaulted them about 9 or 10 spots in the computer rankings. Not that much at stake, according to the computer poll here tonight, in that both teams are number 2 in their regions. Fort Loramie 2nd in the Southwest, Lima Central Catholic 2nd in the Northwest. They may not budge at all. Even the loser may remain right there at number 2. These are two quality independent programs. No league title on the line tonight. But, Chuck, the old cliche is to beat the best, you got to play the best, and the tournament is right around the corner. This has got a regional championship feel to it, although nobody is going to be eliminated this evening, but it's a barometer game. Yeah, each team wants to put their best foot forward tonight. This could be a long-term rivalry. This is a terrific clash, Week 10, but Lima Central Catholic will expose Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie will expose Lima Central Catholic tonight. Each team will find out what they've got to work on to get better and better the rest of October and into November.
Well, I mean, this is a great game to play at the end of the season to get ready for your playoff run, because it's a quality team for both teams. It's going to be a battle of the quarterbacks tonight. Carson Parker last year had a terrific game for Lima Central Catholic, and Caleb Maurer, senior quarterback for Fort Loramie, has had a terrific season too. And we're going to take a look at that. Those two kids are going to be, I think, the key to whichever one plays better and doesn't turn the ball over. I think they got the upper hand.
Last week, Fort Loramie did not turn the ball over one bit. Actually ran the ball for a few more yards than they passed it. We'll hear from head coach Spencer Wells in his fifth year at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. Seven-year head coach Scott Palti at Lima Central Catholic is on deck as well. 240 yards a game throwing for Caleb Maurer, 62% thrower. He's got a knack to keep plays alive. He can run it if he has to. Carson Parker, quarterback for Lima Central Catholic, 6'2", 210 pounds, just a junior, played 14 games last year, 4 in the postseason. He'll run the ball about 30% of the time for the Thunderbirds. He is darn good and tough to bring down. It'll take 2 or 3 Redskins to pull him to the turf.
Yeah, he's a big kid. And I mean, the thing is, when you hit him, it's going to take more than one person. You're going to have to get to his legs, and 9 times out of 10, he falls forward. He's just a great big kid. They're going to have to watch his running, especially the designed running plays that the LCC runs.
Yep. Logan Eilerman, the big wideout target for Fort Loramie, is fast approaching 1,000 yards receiving this year. Will Holland gives the club balance with an average of 77 yards each Friday night. He ran for 2 touchdowns late in the game last year against LCC. Darren Eilerman pinch hits in the run game, and he stepped in on defense for the injured Isaac Ratterman at linebacker. Redskins defense is really flourishing now. Calvin Hoying, 74 tackles on the year. Nate Berger, 61 more. Christian McGee returned 2 kickoffs last week beyond the 50, setting the Redskins up with good field position. Those hidden yards may be key tonight. LCC is penalized very seldom. It's a disciplined club. Yeah. That could be a factor. Interceptions, turnovers could flip the game very easily.
Well, yeah, when you told me they had 20 penalties on the season,
right,
and this is the 10th game, that's amazing. I mean, Alabama had that many last week.
Well, Fort Loramie had that in, what, 2 games combined, early in the season.
They hurt themselves early in the season with the penalties.
Yep. Gabe Sierra churns out nearly 8 yards of play on the ground for LCC. At nearly 7 a crack is the quarterback Carson Parker. Matthew Quatman is a speedy receiver, 17 yards per catch on defense. Stellar middle linebacker Ethan Frankhauser has rolled up 62 tackles in LCC's 4-3 scheme. It'll be very interesting to see how Lima Central Catholic defends
Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer and Logan Eilerman tonight. Last week, Lucas put two and three guys on Eilerman in the secondary, and as it turned out, Lucas was susceptible to Fort Loramie's run game.
Well, that's what, I mean, if you try to take Eilerman out of the game, even two people is tough. If you're trying to put three out there to cover him, sometimes I think it takes three. But, yeah, you open up all kinds of openings. You know, Will Holland, this was his coming out game last year.
Right.
This is when you knew he was going to be a terrific running back. And Eilerman, he's unstoppable. But Christian McGee, I think, will be a key tonight. He has just gotten better and better and better as the year's gone on.
We've got great weather for the 10th straight Friday night. The sun has set on the far side to the west behind the trees. Some cirrus clouds in the western sky, a lot of blue sky, no chance of rain. We do have a pretty stiff breeze out of the south blowing from left to right. By the way, Fort Loramie won the toss and chose to take the ball to start the game.
Yeah, I mean, that tells you a couple of things. It's they have confidence in their offense, and they want a choice of the wind in the second half.
These two clubs are really starting to simmer. They've combined for 9 straight victories. How about that?
Oh, that's terrific.
Fort Loramie's won 5 in a row. LCC has won 4 straight. They've got one common opponent, Lucas. LCC beat Lucas 26-23 on the road. Fort Loramie victorious last week, 34-17 here over Lucas. That game much closer. It was only 20-17 entering the fourth and final period. Earlier this week, I had the chance to sit down and talk with Spencer Wells, fifth-year head coach of the Fort Loramie Redskins.
Heck of a win in week 9 over Lucas, a superb club, highly regarded playoff team, which beat you last year at Lucas, and probably your best all-around performance of 2022 as a result of good practice habits leading up to that game.
You hit the nail on the head. It was our best week of practice by far. Offense, defense, special teams, we showed up in every aspect. And, you know, you look at the special teams, we gave up, their first score was on a kickoff return, but we had 2 60-yard returns that set us up on short fields. We're able to score and punch those in, and against a good team like Lucas, I mean, special teams make such a difference. And so that was key. Offensively, I thought we were efficient. We had 8 drives. We scored on 5 of the 8, and we scored touchdowns on 5 of the 8. So that was a key thing for us offensively, to be efficient, because, you know, with teams like Lucas and LCC tonight, I mean, they're going to be able to possibly control the clock with that type of offense. So that's a challenge for our defense, but it's something that we have to plan for offensively to make sure that we're efficient. And then defensively, to hold a team like Lucas with the offense that they do to 10 points, really, when you consider the kickoff return was what made 17. Very, very proud of our defense and the pursuit and the way that they played.
Other than a couple holding penalties, no turnovers, darn near mistake-free.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have turnovers on offense for the first time in a long time. So to your point, that was great. We forced 2 turnovers. But yeah, I just think overall we executed really well. But I think the biggest thing that we found out last week, and we've talked about it for a while, I told the guys after the game, we finally walked the walk. You know, we talked about having a great week of practice and how that would pay off. Well, we did it. You know, we finally walked the walk. We finally put it all together. And so that's something that is exciting to see it finally happen. But then I think it shows the guys, like, hey, we can do this every week now, right? We know the recipe now. If we have an outstanding week of practice, we know it's going to show up. And we know the opposite, right? That's the challenge. If we have a sluggish week, that has showed up as well. So I think that's the challenge for us moving forward. Every week, can we build that consistency and keep raising the bar?
And your Redskins exercised a little ball control. You actually ran it more than you passed it in terms of yards. How about that?
First time all year and you know, first time in a long time that's been the case. But, you know, a couple things there. They were triple teaming Logan, and that's a guy that we try to get the ball to, as everyone knows, with our pass game. And when they're committing 3 guys to him, they're light in the box, and we were able to execute our run game really, really well. I thought our running backs ran hard as heck. Will Holland, Darren Eilerman, those guys were really getting after it. Offensive line communicated really, really well. As the game went on, they started kicking to an even front. And they were doing it right before the snap. So they would align in an odd front, kick to an even at the last second. And our guys were able to see that. And that changes our double teams. It changes the blocking angles. And that's something that they got to be really with it. And I think it says a lot about our offensive line coach, Coach Adaman, and the way that he's prepared that group, because they didn't miss a beat. When we had to score at the end and we had to run the ball at the end, no matter what they were kind of throwing at us defensively, we picked it up and we found a way. So really proud of that group.
Now, you alluded to Darren Eilerman, pinch hitting in the offensive backfield. And performing quite nicely for Isaac Ratterman.
Yes, he stepped up big in that spot. And, you know, that spot in our defense is really a guy that we need to make plays. There's just no question about it. It's our field outside linebacker. And in our 3-4 defense that we execute, that guy's blitzing a lot. He is responsible to force everything from the field side back in, which is much easier said than done in the run game. He's got to be able to be physical there at the point of attack to get that done. And, you know, he's in charge of some different calls on defense as well, so he's got to be smart. But I think that Darren's done an awesome job with that. And on the other side, Gabe Hart and Lewis Hart, who took over his spot once Darren kicked over to the field, those guys played really well as well.
And Calvin Hoying, Nate Berger continue to put hats on a lot of people from the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Cal led us in tackles again, and I think he had 17 on the night. But, you know, to your point, Nate's a really smart player as well. He's a two-way guy for us. Both those guys are two-way guys playing on the offensive line and on the inside backer spot of our defense. So, you know, those guys have really stepped up on both sides, provided a ton of leadership. And, you know, I think that game we talked about afterwards is really going to pay off for them down the road in the playoffs, because they built a lot of conditioning up. I mean, that was a war for four quarters. And going against a offense that primarily just runs the ball, I know they were feeling it a little bit in that second quarter, and they kind of had to find that second wind, and I think that's something that's going to really pay off as we make a playoff run.
Spencer Wells, head coach of Fort Loramie, before tonight's Week 10 game against Lima Central Catholic. Aiden Bolin, very proficient kicking those PATs for you. They're important to every single point.
He's been kicking butt, man, and you know, we've talked about him, but the time that he put in the offseason has really paid off. He spent a lot of time kicking with University of Cincinnati kicker that just graduated. And, I mean, you can tell. And I knew he was going to have a big year, because in the summer, the first time I held for him to see how he was kicking and how he was progressing, he hit 24 of 24. And I think he's only missed maybe two all season. So, and I don't even think either of those two was his fault, really. I think we've had a couple snap issues that caused that. But, yeah, we have a lot of confidence in Aiden. He's put in the work, and he's reaping the benefits.
Carson Parker, heck of a quarterback for this Lima Central Catholic team. A young man who's 6'2", 200 pounds. You liken him to Colin Moore, who was quite successful at QB here at Fort Loramie a few years back.
He's a load, man. And it's funny. It's kind of like what they do offensively is very similar to what we did with Colin. So it's kind of like flashback video when you're watching it. But, you know, he's 220 pounds. He's athletic. He can run it. He can throw it. You know, everything in their offense is designed around him. And it's impressive to watch. But they're really good up front, too. They got good skill guys. Coach Pauly does a great job over there. You can tell they're really well coached and they know what they're doing. They have answers for different things. You can tell that they're pretty good at playing chess as the game goes on. And so that'll be a battle for us. Coach Frilling and the defensive guys are going to have to be really heady, because they throw a lot at you. Communication is going to be big. And then if we can just get enough negative plays, if we can cause a turnover or two and get them off schedule, because they don't really want to pass. They can do it. They've shown that. But if we can get them off schedule, get them in some second and long, third and long situations, I think that'll be big for our defense tonight.
Another big factor tonight, Chuck, is going to be how well Fort Loramie protects Caleb Maurer. Because 9-year head coach Scott Pulte at Lima Central Catholic will dial up some pressures, some blitzes, and put the heat on the quarterback of Fort Loramie and make him get fancy feet a little too early, right, in the passing game.
Well, Caleb's a great runner,
right?
But he needs to look pass first and go through his progressions. The offensive line will be a key. I mean, if he doesn't have time and he has to run for his life, it could be a long night.
Offensive line for LCC, mighty important too. It is experienced, led by senior center Buddy Bryan, a 260-pounder. The guards are James Patton at 225 and Tyler Shipman at 225. The tackles, Chris Cirkovich, 195-pound sophomore, D'Angelo Russell, 6'2", 270, and Jacob Locke, 6'2", 215, a senior. It is a potent offensive line blocking out in front of the quarterback, Carson Parker. A few days ago, I chatted with
9-year head coach Scott Palti at Lima Central Catholic. And he said this year's club is a little more grinded out. Last year, we had the speed, he said.
Yeah, we had some elite-level athletes. Travis Hoyle, who ran the 200 at the state track meet, and now he's at St. Francis there in Fort Wayne, and Quintel Peoples, who also a really fast, athletic guy, and you know, he graduated. He's playing baseball at University of Northwest Ohio up the street here. You know, those were two outstanding athletes. We've kind of changed, I guess you'd say, our formula this year. We're a little more grinded out, a little more physical. We have some good size up front. Our quarterback's a big body, and we haven't quite created as many explosive plays, but we've done a pretty decent job in a lot of games of controlling the line of scrimmage, controlling the ball, and you know, just kind of an adjustment. But with our kids, and they've played hard and played well, and we've done some good things the last few weeks.
I was going to say Carson Parker's like a human bowling ball, but the meat and potatoes of that offensive unit is the experienced line up front. Highlight some of those key players.
Yeah, we have Jacob Locke, our right tackle. This is his third year starting. Tyler Shipman and James Patton, our two guards, are both returning starters. Buddy Bryant's a senior center who started a couple games for us last year. Our left tackle spot's been manned by D'Angelo Russell, who's a senior as well. He started to start the year, and he started for us last year some. And Chris Cirkovich, a sophomore, has also played for us in that spot quite a bit. And those guys done a really good job. They really gelled as the year went on. We knew going into the year, with their experience, and we really were going to rely on them to really get our offense going to start, and they've really played well here at the back half of the season.
And your up back is an integral part of the offense, too.
Yeah, Matt Sierra, who is sniffer back, is what we call him, up back, whatever you want to label him, but he does a job. We try to use him a little bit in the passing game. He's also a blocker for us, a guy we can move around in our offense, and he played there quite a bit last year, back half of the year when Carson moved to quarterback, and so he's got a lot of experience there as well. So, you know, we think our six main blocker guys have all played a lot of football, and they've really led us this season.
Scott Palti, head coach, Lima Central Catholic, before tonight's game between LCC and Fort Loramie. Highlight your defense. It's a 4-3 scheme.
Yeah, our guys have played, I think, have really gotten better each week. We returned all three linebackers from last year and a couple guys up front, but we had a lot of guys in the secondary that are brand new. We had, you know, over 75% of our secondary did not play last year, and we really had to, you know, start playing some more zone. We played a lot of man in the past with the athletes we had. We switched to a more zone concept, and I think, you know, early on we struggled, but as the year has gone on, our kids have really picked up on what we're trying to do. And we have, you know, some good guys up front, some good size. Gianni McKee, a sophomore, has really played well for us. He's a 300-pounder. And D'Angelo Russell, number 55, has come back from injury, and he's 270 pounds. So we feel we got some good size up front, and we feel like that group has really played well the back half of the season.
A solid place-kicking game, too.
Yeah, Michael Taffler kicked for us last year. He's returning this year. We borrowed him from the soccer team, and he is he kicks for us on game nights, and he's done a really good job. I think he's 3 of 4 field goals. His kickoffs have gotten better as years gone on, and he's hit 25 out of 28 extra points, and I think two of them were blocked and weren't his fault. So he's done a really good job for us. He's done really well, and you know, we're comfortable bringing him in from anywhere inside of 40 yards for a field goal. He's got the leg to do that, and that's a nice weapon to have.
I've had a thumbnail sketch of Fort Loramie. Who would you liken the Redskins to on your schedule through the first 9 games?
Yeah, they're pretty unique. They're as good as anybody we've played. You know, if I was going to a similar team, it would be we played Huron week 4, who has a dynamic quarterback and some dynamic receivers and running backs and a good offensive line. That's really what they remind me of, you know, just those type of high-level athletes and, you know, very aggressive on defense as well. On two very similar teams, they really really get after you both offense and defense. They really attack you. They're really aggressive, and just they're a really good football team. It's a great challenge, a great measurement of where we stand heading into week 11. You know, I think it's a high level playoff football game on a week 10, and you know, I think that's exactly what, you know, we'd like to see where we're at, and see what we got to get better as we get to the elimination rounds.
Scott Palti, head coach of the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. Chuck, if it was up to us, we'd ink this deal, a 10-year contract between these two clubs, week 10.
We would. I might not live long enough to see the 10th one, but yeah, this is a terrific, and it could turn into a real rivalry. That game last year was one of the best games we've done in the 10 years I've been doing this.
Oh, it was terrific, that's for sure. Lima Central Catholic is second in the Northwest region, according to the computer. Macomb is first, and Antwerp third. Waynesfield Goshen is fourth. Lima Central Catholic's most likely opponent options next week at home would include Eden, Delta St. John's perhaps. Also in the mix is, I think, Tiffin Calvert, Ada. And for Fort Loramie, it's probably going to be Layman Catholic or Lachlan here at the Fort Loramie field.
Yeah, I mean, they got a home game, and whoever they play, they're definitely going to be the favored team.
We're about 5 or 6 minutes away from the kickoff of tonight's big Week 10 game between the homestanding Fort Loramie Redskins and the visiting Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. It's a two-minute radio station break upcoming. We'll say goodbye to you for 2 minutes and then return on the other side. I'm Jack along with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, The Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. We've got you covered. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. Schnippel Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. Secure Com in Minster, SECURCOM, online at securecom.com. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5. We'll return with the kickoff in 2 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 in Sydney.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running or order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components, key building components for these two teams tonight. For LCC, run the football and keep Fort Loramie's aerial show on the sideline. The Redskins quarterback Caleb Maurer wants to get the ball to his big receivers downfield. Those are the key building components for these two clubs as we kick it off here at Fort Loramie. And the boot sails on through the end zone. Very nice job here to start the game as the kickoff man, Taflinger, smacked it right through the right corner of the end zone. And the Redskins start first and 10 from the 20. If you've got that kind of weapon, Chuck, use it. If you kick it out of bounds or give up a pretty good return, that's like one or two first downs given to the receiving team.
Absolutely. And the return guy for Fort Loramie, I didn't catch the number, but he started to go get it. He did a good job of letting it go through because I don't think he would have got back to the 20.
Right. Michael Taflinger, good kickoff. Fort Loramie starts first down, 10 yards to go. And it's own 20. We are underway. In the spread is Maurer. He throws, flips it 7 yards downfield, near sideline, too high for the intended receiver at the 26-yard line. Good double coverage on Logan Eilerman to start the game.
Well, he caught the ball, but in high school, if the defender pushes you out and you don't land, in the pros, that's not legal. In high school and college, it is. That's what happened right there.
Got to have 1 foot in, and he did not. Running back Holland behind Maurer, the QB, who gives it to Will right up the gut, and he hammers for about 4, shy of the 25-yard line. Offense for Fort Loramie. Quarterback is Caleb Maurer, 6'2", 170, a senior. Running back Will Holland, 5'10", 170, a junior. The receivers, Logan Eilerman, 6'4", 210, a senior. Christian McGee, 6'3", 175, a senior. Logan Eilerman, 6'4", 210, a senior. And Max Maurer, 6'2", 170, a sophomore. Possession play, 3rd and 5.5 from inside the 25. Open receiver, it's a crosser. It is a strike thrown by Caleb Maurer up at the 30-yard line. Good run after catch out near the 40.
As Eilerman, heck of a catch, heck of a throw.
Logan Eilerman zipped free middle of the field underneath the two cornerbacks beyond the linebackers. And it was a simple crossing pattern, little delay by him. Good protection for Maurer. First and 10, Fort Loramie, all the way up to the 40-yard line as that one went for 16. Here's Holland right up the middle. He meets resistance at the 41. Down he goes. Second and 9 for the Redskins. We played a minute, no score, opening drive of the game.
Well, you were right. The key on that completed pass was the fact that he had time to stand back there and let Eilerman cross the defense and get open on the sideline.
Offensive line for Fort Loramie. Tackles Calvin Hoying and Lewis Hart. The guards Jason Siegel and Nate Berger. Roger Hoying at center. 240, 220, 260, three of the five across that offensive front. Deep drop by Maurer, good pressure. He floats a long, high-arching bomb. It's down inside the 30-yard line. A double team on the receiver, in his hands and out. It's incomplete.
He will catch that 80% of the time.
Yep, Logan had it in his grasp. Little bit tricky, ball coming right over the top of his helmet.
Yep, that's exactly right. This wind is a little bit tricky right now.
And Fort Loramie is moving against the wind. That high floater downfield by Maurer was on target. The breeze held it up just a bit. Logan had to slow down and didn't time it as he would have liked, and two defenders got there in the nick of time for LCC. Third and 9, Maurer with time, fires near sideline over the 50. Ball might have been deflected by Lima Central Catholic, incomplete in LCC territory, and the Redskins will have to punt after one first down.
Well, Maurer was open. Max Maurer was open on that time. He just couldn't get the ball to him.
Redskins boot the football. Spencer Knopf back at his 26. And it is not a single man back deep for LCC, but a pair. And the kick by Knopf is a good low-line drive kick. No chance for return. Hits at the 27 like a pitching wedge and stops. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds at their own 27. And let's check out this LCC offensive unit led by Carson Parker, 6'2", 210, a junior at quarterback. H-back, Matt Sierra, 6'1", 185, a senior. Gabe Sierra, also one of the offensive backs. Split in, Billy Burke, 6'5", 185, a junior. Matthew Quatman, a wideout, 5'8", 175, and a soft. In the slot is Payne Cutlip, 5'10", 170, and a senior. And he's in motion on the game's first play on offense for LCC. And the ball is given to the second man through, who knifes across the line of scrimmage. He's got a good hole, and he lunges out over the 35 to the 37. It's Gabe Sierra, who hustled forward just too short of a first down.
Good cut at the line of scrimmage by Sierra.
Spelled C-I-R-A, pronounced Sierra.
Like the clouds.
Yes, Sierra. Second down, a yard and a half for Lima Central Catholic. Attired in the road white jerseys, red numbers, red helmets, red pants, a little Columbia blue trim here or there. Big Carson Parker in the spread, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He keeps, and he bullies his way to the line of scrimmage. He's hit right at the 40-yard line. I think he's got the first down with a foot or two to spare. He does. Calvin Hoying in the middle of that Fort Loramie defense stood up Parker, but he gained enough to get the first. Each team with a first down in this game, no score. We've played two and a half minutes opening quarter here at Fort Loramie.
Well, that's what Coach Wells talked about pregame. Them getting 8 yards on first down really opens up the playbook for Lima Central Catholic. They can do whatever they want.
Man in motion across the formation. And what do we have? We've got an offside against the Fort Loramie Redskins. It'll be first and 5 for LCC from the 45.
That is a ticky-tack call right there by the official on this side.
Redskins have been penalized far more this year than Lima Central Catholic. Ball advanced from the 41 to the 46-yard line.
Takes guts to make that call on the Fort Loramie side.
First and short, only 5 yards to go here for LCC. Cutlip in motion again. Fake on the in the offensive backfield by Parker, who wants to throw. Now he scrambles out of the pocket and then heaves it into the LCC bench. He was being chased, pursued hard on the play by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie, who came crashing down. It was play action on first and five, and Fort Loramie didn't bite.
Yeah, did a nice job of contain, because it looked like the left side was open, and he came over and really shut it down.
Second and five for head coach Scott Pulte's Thunderbirds. Line of scrimmage, the 46. 8:40 left, opening quarter, no score. Slot left. Burke split wide left. And here's a handoff on the play to Sarah. Sarah knifes the tie. The pile is being pushed. Forward progress finally marked at the 49-yard line, 2.5 yards short of a first down. So it's going to be third down and every bit of two to go for the Thunderbirds from their own 49-yard line.
That's something that in the last couple of years you've seen so much more of. They don't blow the whistle. They allow people to push from behind when actually the forward momentum is stopped. Don't like it.
Carson Parker at the numbers, far side of the field, methodically getting the play call from the coaching staff. He's in the spread, back at the 43, needs just two, sends a man in motion. And Carson Parker keeps it, and he puts his head down, and he bucks forward. He is flattened right at the 50, a full yard short of the first down. Very interesting decision coming up for head coach Scott Pulte of LCC.
I don't think he's even thinking it over. They're going to go for it.
Fourth and a full yard, right at the 50-yard stripe. 7:33 to go, first quarter, no score. Each team's had the ball once. Lima Central Catholic striving here for first down number two of the night. Parker needs a yard, sends Cutlip in motion. He's 4 to 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Long cadence, play clock is down to zero, and lo and behold, LCC's got to take a timeout in an attempt to draw Fort Loramie offside. It didn't work.
Well, they put like 12 people in motion, and Loramie did a great job of not biting.
Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulte and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulte and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Don't forget, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation that is stellar. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the region. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing firms like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you meet your needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. And behind that stout offensive line, Lima Central Catholic runs it for four solid yards on fourth and one at the 50.
Yeah, Gabe Sierra, boy, he hit the hole, and he had 4 yards just like that.
And the Thunderbirds are in business with their second first down of the night at the Fort Loramie 46. 6:40 left to go, opening period. Receiver Quatman flanked wide left. Slot left is Cutlip. Play action, middle of the field, the quarterback, Carson Parker, whips one, incomplete, high and wide at the 30-yard line. Quatman was crossing, but the pass was not even close. It's second down and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
Threw it high, threw it behind him, and I'll tell you, Eilerman had a better chance at interception than the young man had at making a completion.
That was a rare first down forward pass by Lima Central Catholic. Second down and 10. Thunderbirds at the Fort Loramie 46. 6.5 to go, first quarter, no score. Three receivers to the left for Carson Parker. And he's going to run to the left, outside left tackle, being dragged down after gaining just a yard and a half on the play. Good pursuit by Fort Loramie. Nice tackle on the play by Darren Eilerman.
Boy, he did make a nice play that time. He didn't get away from him at all.
That's what you call scraping at linebacker.
Yep.
As he slid right along behind the defensive lineman, following Carson Parker all the way and tagged him after a short advance. It is third down and nine. Give him just 2 feet on that last run. Third and nine for the Thunderbirds at the Fort Loramie 45. No score, opening quarter. Here's Parker throwing into the right flat, and he's got a receiver who tries to break a tackle. He catches on the run at the 40. He slides down close to the 35, lunging out of bounds. He's got the first down. The play goes for 11 or 12. Well done by Parker, who found a receiver, Cutlip, in the right flat. Nobody marked him for Fort Loramie's defense. He made one man miss, and away he went. First and 10 Thunderbirds. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 35-and-a-half.
That was a great timing play that time. He threw the ball before the receiver made his cut.
Trips to the left for Carson Parker. Short drop. Throws a bullet to the boundary side of the field, the short side. It is caught by Burke in the field of play. After gaining about seven, he's rammed out of bounds. Good advance on first down. Second and a couple for LCC, which is chewing up a lot of clock here in this first quarter.
Yep.
Second down and two for the Thunderbirds. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 27.
They sure use a lot of that play clock.
Good march here by LCC, which began this drive inside its own 30 several minutes ago. Here's a running play, right tackle. Fort Loramie resists. Not much of a gain. Close to the first down stake, though. A measurement might ensue. Perhaps it's a couple of feet short. Third down for the Thunderbirds. That was Matt Sierra, who tried to crack over right guard. Third down, a yard to go for Lima Central Catholic at the 26-and-a-half of Fort Loramie. Down to 4:40 left in the opening period. No score. Thunderbirds getting the play call from the sideline. Carson Parker in the spread. Tight formation this time. Only one receiver flanked. Parker running behind right tackle. He's got a sliver of an opening. He squeezes through for about 3 yards. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds. Cotner in on the hit for Fort Loramie, but not before Carson Parker rumbled for about four on the play. First and 10, LCC outside the 22 of Fort Loramie. Thunderbirds have the wind at their backs here in the opening quarter. Slot right, receiver split 5 yards left. Matt Sierra in the offensive backfield. Here's a handoff to the man in motion. Quatman from his wide receiver spot turns the corner. There he goes, zipping down the left sideline. Quatman on the loose, 10-5. A big leap into the end zone. Touchdown, Matthew Quatman. Dazzling run. That was a wide receiver reverse. He's the speediest man on offense for this LCC club, and he flashed his wheels on that play.
Well, they have been putting people in motion, two and three guys, and that time he went in motion, and they actually gave him the ball. Very good deception offensively for LCC.
Michael Taflinger, who has kicked 3 of 4 field goal tries this year, is on to boot the PAT. Taflinger, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior. He'll have the wind at his back, but that won't make much difference here on the extra point try. Kick is away. He hammers it. It is down Main Street in the middle. Lima Central Catholic opens up the scoring. 3:56 to go, opening quarter. LCC 7, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
The visitors make a statement, Chuck, on their first offensive set of plays.
Well, they ran clock, they ran the ball, they threw the ball well. That was a great drive for Lima Central Catholic to start the game.
Converting one big fourth and one around midfield en route to that touchdown. That was fourth down and a couple of feet to go right at the 50. And LCC ran it for four, and then Quatman finished off the drive with a TD romp to the end zone around left end. Fine kickoff return by Fort Loramie. Couple of broken tackles up around the 25, and a good return to the 35-yard line. Was that Logan Eilerman who brought it back, Chuck?
No, it looks like 11. I think it was Will Holland.
Will Holland brought it back for Fort Loramie, which sets up shop first and 10. Just inside its own 35.
I'm semi-blind, and their numbers on their jerseys are the hardest to read of all the teams we do.
Fort Loramie in the home, red jerseys, black pants, white and black numbers, black headgear. Fort Loramie got a first down, its first drive, then punted. Then an outstanding march of about 7 minutes for LCC, which took it to the end zone. Great drive by Lima Central Catholic. Here's a screen thrown to the right by the quarterback, Maurer, intending to reach Holland. It's off the palm of his hand, almost intercepted by Lima Central Catholic. If so, that would have gone to the house.
Yeah, that was a big kid that almost intercepted it, so maybe Maurer could have pulled him down from behind.
Second,
but yeah, that was close.
Yep. Second and 10 for the Redskins. Ball actually marked for play at the Fort Loramie 33. Is where Holland returned the kick. Two receivers to the right for Caleb Maurer. It's a toss sweep to the right, maybe an intended halfback pass. No dice. Lima Central Catholic, good penetration. Three white jerseys all over Holland, way back at the 25-yard line. Great start to this game for the visiting Thunderbirds. Second down and about 18 to go for Fort Loramie. 3:20 left, opening quarter. Did I say second down? I should have said third. 7-0 in favor of Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie must get to the 43 for a first down. Line of scrimmage way back at the 26. That was a huge negative play, the previous one. Outstanding hit by D'Angelo Russell on that last tackle. Here is Fort Loramie running ahead for several yards, not near enough for the first down. And Fort Loramie a little out of sync offensively on that series of three plays. And it's three and out for the Redskins. Previous play gained yards minimally, right to the 30-yard line. Fourth and 14. Spencer Knopf back to punt for Fort Loramie. He's at his own 15-yard line. He gets the kick away, low, end over end, hits at the 46, and it takes a bounce to a Lima Central Catholic deep man. He touches it, and he falls on it at the 41. That was close.
Yeah, bouncing along, and he put his hands down, the ball bounced up and hit him in the face. He's lucky he didn't bound away from him.
Yep, very alert play by Quatman for LCC, which starts good field position at the Thunderbirds' 41-yard line. Final 2:15, opening quarter. Lima Central Catholic 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Redskins have had the ball for, what, Chuck, about 7 or 8 plays, one first down. Fort Loramie's had it for maybe 3 minutes.
Yeah, they've ran 9 plays, 2 punts.
Two receivers to the left for Carson Parker, who sends a man in motion. And we've got a deep handoff to Sierra, who lined up in the slot on the left. Fort Loramie's all over it. And the runner is nailed 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage. That was Gabe Sierra, who was tackled by the Redskins, who were not fooled. Second down and 11 or 12 to go for a first down for LCC at the Thunderbirds 40. Clock winding down toward the final 90 seconds of the opening period of play. And now four receivers are flanked, two each way for Carson Parker. Second and long. Redskins showing a pressure up front. Carson Parker keeps. He's got a sliver of an opening. He dives through for three or four, and that's it. Third down coming up in seven or eight. Good tackle by Fort Loramie.
It was Nate Berger, 51.
Yep, Nate Berger and Calvin Hoing continue to lead this club in tackles. Good trip up by Berger. Sets up third and nine. Small advance of only 2.5. Line of scrimmage, the 42 of Lima Central Catholic. Final 50 seconds, opening quarter. And Carson Parker wants to throw deep drop. And he's being harassed now. He unloads it way downfield. Open receiver running toward the end zone. Cannot reach it. Incomplete. Two white jerseys, two red jerseys. Back inside the 10-yard line. Yes, it was wind-aided, the throw by Parker, but he's got a strong right arm.
Well, he had two receivers that were behind any defenders, but, yeah, that's a tough throw. He's running to his left and tries to throw it. Yeah, wind-aided, but he threw that ball about 50 yards.
Thank goodness for Fort Loramie. The breeze is mighty stiff from the south because that carried the ball well beyond the four men, the two Redskins, the two Thunderbirds. Ball wound up in the end zone. Punt formation, Carson Parker, the quarterback, does the booting. Fair catch, Fort Loramie at the 20. Uh-oh, it's coughed up. It's on the ground. Redskins have got it. Boy, last two punts in this game muffed by each club, but recovered by each team to save disaster. 36 seconds to go, opening quarter. And it's 7-0 LCC over Fort Loramie.
That was Logan Eilerman, and yeah, he needs to relax a little bit because they need him.
Third series for the Redskins, just one first down to show for their efforts. And the last series was not good. Lima Central Catholic defense diagnosed all three plays exceedingly well. Caleb Maurer, the quarterback, gives to Will Holland, and he's got a nice hole outside right tackle, and he slices through it to the 28-29-yard line. He garners 9 on the play, 2nd and 1, Redskins. No, he got 10. Forward progress. Give him a first. Clock stops, 28 ticks to go in the opening quarter. Second first down for Fort Loramie. Holland ran the ball nicely last year against Lima Central Catholic, especially in the second half. Caleb Maurer again dials up Holland, and he plunges for 2. Last play of the opening quarter. That is going to do it. 1 minute radio station breakup coming at the end of a period here at Fort Loramie. It's Lima Central Catholic 7, Fort Loramie nothing on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and hits 105.5 in Sydney. Second quarter starting, second down and 7 for Fort Loramie at the Redskins 31. Here's a drop by Caleb Maurer. Slings it into the left flat. It is snagged on the play by Logan Eilerman up at the 37. Puts his head down, digs along the sideline. He is over the 40-yard line. And he stretches to the 43 out of bounds into the Redskins bench. He's got a first down. Opening play, second period, productive for the Redskins, who need to go on a long march to match the one earlier of LCC on the Thunderbirds' first drive of the night. We'll keep you abreast of scores. Xenia leads Sydney 6-0 late in the first. Versailles over Minster 7-0 late in the first. Play action, Caleb Maurer. Uh-oh, two white shirts right in his path. He dumps it off late, completes it for a small advance over the 45 to the 46-yard line.
That was about the best they could hope for there. He was in trouble right when he turned around to throw the ball.
Well, we talked in the pregame, Chuck, about pressures and blitzes from this LCC defensive front 4-3 scheme, and they've been chasing down Caleb Maurer, the Fort Loramie quarterback, on a few plays already tonight. They've been in the backfield. Second down and 7 at the 46. Maurer's got time on this occasion. Fires it down the right sideline. Open receiver makes a diving catch at the 24. The cornerback for LCC late in arriving on the play, that was Billy Burke. Wow, what a catch downfield by Max Maurer of Fort Loramie. His brother Caleb threw him a bullet, and Max ran free. Had he been able to catch it in stride and not go down, it would have been a touchdown. But he had to leave his feet. Splendid reception at the 25 of Lima Central Catholic. First and 10 Redskins. Maurer wants to throw. Here comes blitz pressure. He fires under duress. Caught. Small gain. Bullet thrown near sideline. That was Christian McGee, who was the intended receiver. He hauled it in right in front of Gabe Sierra, linebacker for the Thunderbirds. Second down and 6. 4-yard hookup. Line of scrimmage, 21 of the T-Birds. We played 2 minutes, second quarter. Lima Central Catholic 7, Fort Loramie nothing. Here's Maurer throwing. It's an out pattern. Far left side of the field.
Wow.
Pitched a little behind the receiver. But what a catch. Wow. I think it was Max Maurer again. Ball a shade to the backside of him, but he adjusted and beat two defenders to the ball.
That was all hands on that catch. That was terrific.
And I tell you what, Chuck, on this drive, Logan Eilerman has been a decoy more often than not. Another first down for Fort Loramie, 13-yard line of LCC. Here's Caleb Maurer throwing right hash mark down near the goal line. On the run, the receiver, he reaches and spears it into the end zone for the score. Logan Eilerman on the catch, a 6-pointer for Fort Loramie. There was some late pressure on Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield, but he fired a line drive to Eilerman, angling to the numbers near side of the field, and he had a step or two on the defensive back. It was Carson Parker trying to cover, but no chance. Touchdown, Redskins. A quick drive for Fort Loramie. Big extra point upcoming. Good snap from center. Here's the kick by Aiden Bullen. Aiden Bullen with the wind at his back. Smacks it long and high, and it's good. As we talked in the pregame, Bullen has been sharp in the PAT department, and he knots the count. Two good kickers in this game tonight. Bolin for Fort Loramie, Taflinger for Lima Central Catholic. We're all knotted, 7 apiece. First one to 28 might win it. 9:46 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer, quarterback for the Redskins, hot on that series, Chuck.
He's completed six in a row. They got the touchdown there. Throwing the ball in rhythm right now. Just throwing it really well.
With the wind at their backs here in the second quarter, Redskins kick it off. Each team has scored, by the way, with the wind. Kickoff, Redskins caught down at the 5-yard line by Lima Central Catholic. Running right back up the middle is Quatman. Oh, he shakes and bakes his way over the 20, 25. Tripped up at the 26 or 7, first and 10 for LCC.
That looks scary for a second.
9:39 to go here in the second quarter of play. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and coronavirus vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100 for Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Here is Carson Parker, the quarterback for LCC, trudging around right end, stays on his feet, good balance, and he churns out a nice gain on first down, picked up six. New line of scrimmage is over the 30 at the 33. Good tackle last play by the Redskins' Lewis Hart.
They just made an announcement that Marion leads Coldwater 21-0 in the second quarter.
Well, my prediction was 28-10. Marion Local's defense is so good, it's tough to get a yard yet score.
We saw them against Anna, which was not a real contest.
Great running play, Lima Central Catholic right up the gut. The ball carrier won't go down. Stays on his feet at the 50. Look at him go. It is Gabe Sierra pounding to the 45 of Fort Loramie. 40 inside it. Yanked to the turf finally at the 37. Wow, what a run. Great offensive line blocking up front. Center Buddy Bryant led the charge for the Thunderbirds. New line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 37, 9:15 to go, second quarter. It is a 7-all tie. Lima Central Catholic to the line of scrimmage, wide receiver split left. Carson Parker is at the 43 in the spread. And he hands it off on the play to Sierra again. He bucks into one man, knocks him down, stays on his feet. He's beyond the linebackers, into the Fort Loramie secondary, and gone for a touchdown.
Man,
it goes 38 yards on the play. What a run by Sierra of Lima Central Catholic.
That was way too easy.
It sure was. Great run, Matt Sierra of, or I should say Gabe Sierra, chugged downfield, and again, that offensive line for LCC, which we highlighted in the pregame, did the job. The guards, Shipman and Patton, the center, Bryant, the tackles, Locke, Cirkovich, and Russell. Here's the extra point try by Taflinger, 13-7 lead, Lima Central Catholic. Kick is on its way, it's off to the right. Is it inside the post? It is. He faded it, sliced it a little, but it's good. 8:48 to go, second quarter. Quick answer, Lima Central Catholic. Thunderbirds 14, Redskins 7. On scoresbroadcast.com and it's 105.5.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to sponsors with us from Fort Loramie, three of them, every single Fort Loramie game, Redskins contest only. We'll highlight them right now for you. They include the following: M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, Customer service with a smile since 1922 in Tom and Jerry's. Plumbing, electric, heating, and air conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. Very high, very short kickoff by LCC. Caught before Lormie at the Redskins' 32. Run up field to the 40-yard line. And that's where Fort Lormie starts first and 10. I think that was the intention on the kick to boot it short. Maybe not that short. The wind held it up.
It did. And Darren Eilerman did a nice job. A lot of times when it's that short, they just fall to the ground. He picked them up and up 6 or 7 yards on their return.
His knee touched down at the 39. First and 10 Redskins from that spot on the field. Fort Lormie trailing 14-7. Two receivers to the left. Caleb Mowers completed his last six. Fires down the left side of the field, and the Thunderbirds try to break it up, but Fort Lormie catches it instead at the 38-yard line.
Their receivers are just doing an amazing job catching the ball right now.
Was that Logan Eilerman again? I think it was Eilerman, other side of the field. With the wind, the ball really took off. Coverage by LCC a bit soft. They seem to get there in time, but Logan Eilerman's catch radius at 6'5 is so great. He outfought him for the ball. Big gain from the 39 over to the other 38. It went for 23. Seven straight, Mamauer looks for eight straight. Fires down the left side of the field, inside the 20-yard line at the boundary, across the way. It is snagged, but out of bounds.
Again, pushed him out. That was a nice throw and a nice catch and a really good defensive play.
8:11 to go, second quarter. LCC 14, Fort Lormie 7. Line of scrimmage for the Redskins is the 38-yard line of the visitors. Heck of a start to this game. Lima Central Catholic scored. Fort Lormie retaliated, and a quick answer by the Thunderbirds, who are up a touchdown. Two receivers to the wide side, the right of the quarterback, Mauer. We've got Holland on a sweep to the right. He's got a running lane. Look at him go. He chugs down inside the 35-30, stays on his feet, and bounces down to about the 20-yard line before finally being wrapped up on the play by a man in the LCC secondary. Hit was eventually made. I think that was Carson Parker, the quarterback, who doubles as a safety on D for the Thunderbirds. Great run by Holland as he galloped for about 15 or 16. 23-yard line of LCC, first and 10. Mauer to pitch it. Here comes the rush. He fires near sideline. Caught at the 13. A good turn downfield for the receiver. 5. Goal line over the pylon. Yes, a touchdown. 14-13. Fort Lormie strikes in just a small handful of plays, Chuck. Extra point to tie this game.
That was a heck of a drive and a good answer.
Who was on the receiving end of that?
I am totally blocked from the end zone and on the right-hand side.
And when the Redskins fans stand in front of us, the lower half of the window's gone.
Yeah.
I think it was Eilerman. Extra point try to tie the game by Aiden Boland. This is critical. Ball is placed down. His kick appears to be true, and it is on the money. Tied up at 14. Great game here at Fort Lormie. 7:40 left, first half. Fort Lormie 14, Lima Central Catholic 14 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we could fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get 3 hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
My favorite thing at Frisch's is their new chicken tenders. Those are the best I've ever eaten.
Had them. They were very good.
You'd had them too?
Outstanding.
Yes.
Love this time of year special food at Frisch's.
Oh, yeah. Pumpkin pie.
Love the Halloween festivities and the Halloween riddles. why did the skeleton, why the skeleton decide not to go to the school dance? He had no body to dance with. Here we go, kickoff instead.
Let's do football.
Tied at 14. It is a bouncing boot, touched by Lamas Central Catholic at the 7. Juggled, returned. Initial hit down inside the 15. Return man for the Thunderbirds bounces wide.
Wow.
And skirts the corner up the sideline, makes something out of nothing, and gets close to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, that was poor coverage.
That was Quatman on the return. He got out of trouble. Holland and Eilerman downfield, Darren Eilerman for Fort Loramie, to finally put a tag on the return man. As Quatman is showing some speed on the outside for the Thunderbirds. 7:30 left to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie 14, Willamette Central Catholic 14. What, Chuck, a three straight series producing touchdowns?
Yes, nope. And just quick drives.
Yep. Fort Loramie, then LCC, then the Redskins. Lima Central Catholic on the far hash in front of the LCC bench. First and 10, ballpark for play. 27 is where Quatman stepped out. Darn near a penalty-free game. I like it. Man in motion across the formation. Here is Carson Parker handing off on the play to Sierra, and look at him pound. I tell you what, he has been the bread and butter in the offensive run game for Lima Central Catholic. He chugged for 8 on first and 10.
Boy, their offensive line, they're opening up some holes.
Yeah. Nice run by Sierra of Lima Central Catholic. He's been tough to stop so far in this contest. Gabe Sierra, 6-footer, 175-pound senior. Again, that offensive line for LCC, which we talked about during the pregame a couple times, has been stellar, paving the way for Carson Parker and Sierra. And this running play is short, but maybe enough for the first down, though, on second and 2. Line of scrimmage to the 37. First and 10 for the Thunderbirds.
Well, Coach Wells talked about last week where the defensive line was getting pounded on the ground, and they got their second win. They need to get their second win here soon.
First and 10, Thunderbirds. That was Sierra again, plunging for about 2.5 or 3 yards. Ball marked for play at the LCC 37. As we near the 6-minute mark, second quarter, game tied at 14. Thunderbirds using a lot of the play clock before each snap. Carson Parker, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, sends a man in motion who gets the ball. It's Quatman. He tries to turn the right corner and does. He puts on a juke move. He's at the 45. He's close to a first down at the 47 into the Thunderbirds bench. It looks like he piled up 9 on the play. Might have gotten 10 with forward progress. Yep, sure did. First and 10, Thunderbirds. 10-yard run on first down.
Well, they're running the ball down Loramie's throat. And then Loramie's passing the ball down their throat going the other way.
Yeah. Lima Central Catholic chewed up about 500 yards in a game at Lucas back on September 30th. Most of them on the ground. And against Licking Valley a few weeks ago, gained about 440 yards in that contest, split between the run and the pass. First and 10, 47 of LCC. Thunderbirds have it as we near the 5-minute mark. And here's the quarterback, Carson Parker, faking, keeping, and he's twisted down just over the line of scrimmage. He gained a yard. That's it.
This is be a perfect time to see put the ball on the ground and Loramie get a fumble recovery.
Calvin Hoing, Nate Berger put the sandwich on Carson Parker, who produced 1. That was all. Second down and 9 for LCC. 4:50 to go. Second period of play. Game knotted 14 apiece. Maybe a passing down here, Chuck?
Boy, the way they're running the ball, I don't know. They got Loramie back on their heels a little bit.
Receivers left and right. Carson Parker on second and 9. Hands the ball off on the play to Sierra. Sierra outside right tackle, behind the right side of that Thunderbirds line, marches across the 50, down to the 45, and lurches to the 44. He rumbled for 8. Going to be 3rd and 1. Third down, a yard to go for a first down for Lima Central Catholic. Good running night for the Thunderbirds.
Look how far back Lormy has been getting pushed by the offensive line before they even have a chance to get to the running back.
Gabe Sierra, 8 yards of play on the season, averaging that much again here tonight. 3:50 left, second quarter, game tied at 14. 3rd and 2, Sierra again gets dealt the football from Carson Parker, and he tries to slide through the right side. I think he netted 3, got the first down with a yard to spare at the Fort Loramie 42. 1st and 10, Thunderbirds. Well, just what we figured might happen here tonight. Lima Central Catholic with some ball control, trying to keep Fort Loramie's aerial attack sitting on the sideline. 14 apiece. Fort Loramie had 8 possessions last week against Lucas, which kept it on the ground all night. Fort Loramie got 5 touchdowns. 1st and 10, 43 of Fort Loramie. Slot left. Carson Parker feeds Sierra again, drags a man with him inside the 40. And he puts the football ahead to the 39. He wedged out 4, 2nd down and 6. Sierra, a workhorse in the offensive backfield. Carson Parker's toted it far fewer times than has Gabe Sierra.
Well, you find something that's working, you don't switch it. Just keep giving the football.
Right-o.
That's what I thought they did last year. It really hurt them.
LCC has a line to gain at the 33-yard line. 2nd down and 6.5 to go. Here's a sweep to the right. It's Quatman who came from the left slot. He's on the far boundary, and he doesn't go out of bounds. Cuts it back in the field of play. Fort Loramie smothers him at about the 39. That was the line of scrimmage. A couple of big plays coming up here. 3rd and 6 to go for Lima Central Catholic. Ball marked for play at the Fort Loramie 38. We're all the way down to 2:14 to go, second quarter. Lima Central Catholic 14, Fort Loramie 14. 3rd and every bit of 6. Receivers left and right. Carson Parker at the helm. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Redskins showing blitz pressure. Almost motion up front by LCC. Redskins thought so. And the Thunderbirds eventually get a timeout. We'll keep it right here. 1:51 to go in the second quarter. Even up. Fort Loramie 14, Lima Central Catholic 14. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before Old Man Winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971, 295-3971. Talk to Geppy Jeff Gebhardt at the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or office feel the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. 3rd and 6 for the Thunderbirds at the Fort Loramie 38-yard line. Man in motion, long count. Carson Parker in the spread. Steps back to throw. Here comes pressure. He eludes a man 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Throws down the far right sideline. Fort Loramie's in the area to break it up. Logan Eilerman covering Burke downfield for LCC. Ball thrown right on the sideline, the boundary, far side, well down beyond the end of the LCC bench. There were 2 red shirts in the area. And it was fine coverage as the wide receiver Burke was bracketed, and now Carson Parker's on to punt on 4th and 6 from the Fort Loramie 38 with 1:43 to go, first half, and the game tied.
You better be safe on your punt return, because you got to watch him running the ball. I think it's a smart move, though, punting it, because you get the ball to start second half.
Right. Kick against the wind, but Parker. It goes straight up, and it's knocked down. And it hits at the 17 of Fort Loramie. Redskins don't come up to catch it. And the ball trickles to the 11, the 10 inside it. Let's see where it's marked for play. Redskins are backed up.
Well, they had to use two of their timeouts, so they only have one left. I think Loramie's going to be conservative here, this deep in their own territory, I would guess.
Yep, Fort Loramie with three timeouts remaining, wind at their backs. I think you do play it safe initially. If you're able to work it out to the 30, then you go to it.
Yeah, if you pop one here and you work the ball out, yeah, now you can run your offense.
Caleb Maurer will take the snap at the 1, line of scrimmage, the 7. He's in the end zone to throw, steps up in the pocket, fires middle of the field. Uh-oh, it's deflected, popped up in the air, and on the rebound, it's intercepted by Lima Central Catholic at the 19-yard line. When you throw late over the middle, some not-so-good things can happen. That's one that Caleb would love to have back. I've heard that phrase before.
Boy, I never second-guess somebody that's this good of a football coach. I'm just not sure about that call.
1:28 to go, second period of play. Lima Central Catholic, 1st and 10 at the 19 of Fort Loramie. Big turnover late in the second period after the Redskins had forced a punt. We're tied up at 14 all. Head coach Scott Palti of Lima Central Catholic is out on the field of play at the moment. Don't forget Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer began Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Here's a sweep to the right, but Lima Central Catholic in Fort Loramie smells it out and smothers it for a loss back at the 21 or 22. It's going to be 2nd down and 13 to go for a 1st down for the Thunderbirds. Play went out of bounds. Clock stopped. 1:22 left. Second quarter of action. See the new and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com. Understand Xenia leads Sydney 27-0 midway second quarter. Sydney's likely opponent on the road next week at Kings. Carson Parker, quarterback draw, gaping hole. Look at him go. He's untouched. Right up the middle. 20, 15, 10, gliding end zone. Touchdown. And the Thunderbirds retake the lead at 20-14 after the Fort Loramie miscue.
That was a big interception. You talk about momentum change.
Big turn of events. LCC gets the ball to start the third quarter. Extra point try by Taflinger of the Thunderbirds upcoming.
Last score I had was Anna leading Parkway 6-0 in the second quarter.
Boys, this offensive line of Lima Central Catholic opened up some huge cavities for Sierra and Parker to run through. Extra point try, Taflinger on the way. This one a bit flatter, not as much arch, but it is in the center. He knocks it right through between the uprights. 5 extra points tried, 5 made tonight. Lima Central Catholic 21, Fort Loramie 14, 1:17 to go second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Kickoff upcoming for LCC. Final 77 seconds of the second quarter. Again, it's high and short. Redskins come up, catch it on the dead run at the 27. Good return up and over the 40, 43-yard line. Fort Loramie with 73 seconds left in the clock and all three timeouts remaining.
That was a heck of a return. Those kicks are kind of scary. I got to get up underneath those.
Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon, one of our great sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins, 40 years doing business, giving you your best do. Yep, 40 years doing business at Cutaway Styling Salon. More in a moment. Redskins to the line of scrimmage at the 42. Deep drop by Maurer. It's a screen, right flat. Will Holland, he's got an avenue right down the middle of the field. Look at him chug across the 50. 45-40, breaks a tackle, skirting to the left sideline. Inside the 30 of Lima Central Catholic. Finally caught from behind, down around the 23 or 4-yard line. Beautifully executed screen by the Redskins. No flags on the play. 58 seconds to go, second quarter. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel. Kathy Wilson as well. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie would like to tie this game up before intermission. Sprint draw, Will Holland. Oh, he's got a nice hole, a seam between right tackle and guard. Stays on his feet. He pounds for about 8 or 9. He ran it down inside the 15-yard line to the 14.5. Second down, 2 feet to go. 40 seconds. Three timeouts remaining, Redskins. Holland again. He churns. He is down to the 10. Stood up right there. He's got the first down. Clock stops. 32.7 left here in the second quarter. Timeout taken before Loramie. Chuck, this is an NFL game.
It's not a Thursday night NFL game. It'd be 6-3.
Exactly. Wow. The way these two clubs,
this is amazing,
at the Division 7 level march up and down the field without a hitch.
Well, this is what we watched last year, and we were hoping this was going to be a comparable game, and so far it certainly has.
Situation is this, 32.7 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie has a goal to go, I think, at the 10. Down 21-14 to Lima Central Catholic. Redskins, two timeouts left. As I was saying, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Thanks to Deb Gubo, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Not sure how much you run it, Chuck. You do have two timeouts left. I guess you could run it once. Caleb Maurer in the shotgun spread back at the 15. Maurer at the 20 to throw. Throws it in the right flat. Receiver catches at the 5. Ducks inside a tackler and scores! Unbelievable.
What a drive that was.
Incredulous. Wow. Redskins took it 60 yards, Chuck, in what, about 40 seconds?
Yep, and went to four plays.
And on the receiving end, was that Max Maurer?
Yeah, I think so. I'm blocked. I can't see.
It might have been Darren Eilerman.
I think it was Eilerman.
Heard the number 32, Darren Eilerman, public address. Big extra point. The kick by Aiden Boland. It is up. It's in the air. It's sailing to the left. It is no good.
Bad snap.
Ooh, he missed it.
Threw off the timing.
27.7 left in the second quarter, and Fort Loramie trails LCC by 1. Oh, we talked about how critical extra points might be tonight in the pregame. Aiden Boland has been darn near perfect all year, as has Dafflinger for LCC. The two combined are 5 for 6 tonight. but Bolin just missed for the Redskins.
Well, there was a low snap, and it threw the timing off. He had to stop a second to go through, and that's hard for a kicker to do.
So you've got to believe at some point here in the second half, Redskins will be aiming for a two-point conversion along the way.
Well, let's just hope they find some way to stop LCC in the second half.
Right.
At least slow them down a little bit.
Yeah. 27.7 remaining, period number two. We'll have a three-minute radio station break at the end of this second quarter, which marks the close of the first half. We'll have a three-minute break. We'll cue accordingly. 21-20, Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie, under a half minute to go, second quarter. Redskins kickoff, LCC dangerous return game. We'll get a ground ball squibbed to the 37. No chance to bring that one back.
No, I don't think they wanted to kick the ball back to Quatman again.
Well, that kickoff took about a second. 26.3 to go here in quarter number two. Heck of a game. Started a little slowly, Chuck. We had our first score late in the first period. That by Lima Central Catholic. But to tell you what, over the last, 15, 16 minutes of playing time, we've had six touchdowns.
Yep.
We've got one, two, three receivers split wide left for quarterback Carson Parker of Lima Central Catholic. Ball spotted, 38. Parker's going to run right up the middle. He meets resistance at the 40, stays on his feet. He's stacked at the 45. Down to 17-16. Clock winding down. LCC receives the kick to start the second half. Thunderbirds not interested in running another play. Terrific first half here at Fort Loramie. And to tell you what, I just got a text from Christian Netcast. We've got a booming audience. In excess of 2,000 IP addresses on the internet listening to us on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. That does not include a massive
radio
audience. Everybody up north was well informed of our broadcast. And you folks are tuned in to a classic, another one just like last year. 21-20 here at the half. We'll take a three-minute break in just a moment.
I can't do this with this wind.
We've got a breeze blowing through the press box here at Fort Loramie. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster, now serving all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 1-800-776-3097, 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, three-minute break upcoming. Redskins trail Lima Central Catholic in a fantastic Division VII high school football game. LCC 21, Fort Loramie 20 at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, and Hits 105.5 in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are in the press box on the east side of the Fort Loramie High School football field. Wind blowing briskly from south to north tonight. No chance of rain. It's clear. Exciting game. Very entertaining. Two explosive Division VII clubs. It's got the feel of a regional championship contest or a state semifinal. These two teams are that good. 21-20 LCC over Fort Loramie here at the half. Our halftime report being brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, take it away.
Well, I mean, we talked about Loramie's passing game and LCC's running game. Caleb was 11 of 18, three touchdowns, 181 yards throwing the ball. The Thunderbirds ran the ball 25 times for 181 yards, so they have 181 yards rushing. Loramie has 181 yards passing. Loramie ran the ball nine times for 44 yards, 225 total yards for the Redskins in the first half. LCC, 2 of 6 throwing the ball, 18 yards, 199 total yards for the first half. They had 8 first downs and did not turn the ball over in the first half. That's kind of a key. You know, I think it would be a tie game without that pass, but this second half is going to be a war.
We build it as the running game of LCC versus the passing game of Fort Loramie. It's played out just that way. Chuck, I can't imagine there's more than a couple, three better Division VII clubs statewide. Of course, we know of a couple other real good ones here in southwest Ohio. There are two teams in the northwest region undefeated. One of those, Waynesfield Goshen.
And you got Newark Catholic,
right,
coming out from the Columbus area. So
Lima Central Catholic has lost 3, Fort Loramie 2, and Marion Local is Division 6.
That's a break.
Not D7 this year.
Yeah,
man, what a game!
Yeah, this has been what we were hoping for.
Our halftime report has been brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie. Glad you could join us tonight on scoresbroadcast.com or Hits 105.5 in Sydney. It's a super football game, 21-20 LCC over Fort Loramie at the intermission break. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on right now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years now with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. 21-20, Lima Central Catholic over Fort Loramie here at halftime. A new member of the Fort Loramie football coaching staff this year is John McCumber, who, by the way, was the first ever football coach at Fort Loramie. Back in 2003 and 2004, he coached junior varsity football teams. He ran the varsity program in 05, 06, 07, and 08. I talked with him earlier this week, and we highlighted the fact that Mitch Westerheide, the current athletic director at Fort Loramie, was on Coach McCumber's first ever varsity team in 2005.
Mitch played a little free safety for us as well as running back, and he was a very versatile player. I think Mitch was one of the few kids to get his girdle right. Obviously, that would have been year one struggles. But we already had 2 years under our belt there at that point, playing the JV schedule. The first year, you know, we struggled a little bit. The next year, we ended up rattling off 9 wins. So the first year of varsity coming into it was just understanding what each moment was and playing underneath those lights in the very, very first year. Indian Lake offered for us to finish up our scrimmage under the lights. The kids just didn't understand that at all. They pretty much said, we're fine out on the practice field. So when the lights turned on out here on that day, they pretty much knew what was going on. And it was a packed house.
They talk about the trials and tribulations, what might have been things you had to overcome. Funny experiences, too, along the way.
Well, football in general is a different sport, as all head coaches would say about their respected sports. Football takes a lot of toughness with a lot of kids, so it only takes one in that situation to take the pack down a little bit. So what we tried to incorporate was, again, just a basic concept of the celebration of the hit. Whether it was offense, defense, special teams, we had to make those kids understand how important it was to give the hit, not to receive the hit, and to rally around one of their players if they were on the wrong end of it. So in the beginning, that was a struggle, you know, because who in their right mind wants to go out there and run full force into a kid that's probably twice as big as you? But for us, you know, a lot of the running jokes year one is as we came off the bus playing a JV team that was kind of pasted together from the previous night of not having a JV game, a lot of the coaches, you know, were like, just keep it easy on us. We don't need to be getting beat by 100. And we struggled that first year. So we had the size. The mind came year two, and then for year one of varsity, we started putting things together.
What were your schemes offensively, defensively, formation, style of play, your philosophy? And my gosh, how's it changed since then? Here you are back on the Fort Loramie coaching staff.
Well, I will say this. We started with the wing team. We transitioned a little bit to I. We had a nice screen package as well. But when it comes down to it offensively and we needed to get a swing momentum, there was nothing like putting out two wide receivers with the second one not having a wide receiver number and looking to be an ineligible person coming down the line and just scraping somebody right across the face of the whole team. And that was a tone setter for us. We enjoyed that play. It worked when it needed to work. Defensively as well, when we implemented the 5-3, we made sure that we had missiles coming to the ball and friendly fire was there unless you got them down. So the enjoyment of the game has always been that for myself. The kids gravitated to it, and they enjoyed it too.
John McCumber, first Fort Loramie football coach back in 2005. You coached 4 years. What's brought you back to the staff? You're having fun.
Well, I would definitely say that we need to give credit where credit is deserved, and that is having a great head football coach that is an even better salesman, too. He caught me on a night where I was freezing half to death coming off the road and sat in my garage a little bit, and we talked, and we kicked around some ideas, and now I'm sitting here beside you.
Hey, Mitch Westerheide tells me the story that in a game in 2006 against Minster, he recorded 20-some tackles at free safety. Now, did he pad those numbers? How many of those tackles? How many of those tackles came against players who were already out of bounds?
Already out of bounds. That's a good one. Yeah, again, in that situation, we were in a 5-3 set, and Mitch was our free safety. And when Coach Holland started pitching the 5-3 to us, we knew, again, that we needed to make sure that we had that guy coming at free safety that could be another linebacker. Mm-hmm. And Mitch had a lot. I mean, he had speed, he had agility and ability. And Mitch really enjoyed the contact. And when there was a kid that was, you know, we'll play with Mitch here a little bit, that might have had two guys on his legs, you know, Mitch was the one that was able to come in there and clean him up pretty good.
Hey, this edition of Fort Loramie football in 2022 has got some talent, serious talent.
Yeah, I would say, again, and Spencer pitched it very well. This group is exceptionally well-rounded with what they have. Last year was a good year for them to enjoy some wins and having to travel all over the state of Ohio. But this group, again, you know, we have great athletes on there from the defensive side of the ball. You know, we have Calvin, we have Nate in the middle, you know, we've got Christian in the back. On the offensive side, we've got numerous players. Caleb and Logan obviously stand out. But we've got Will and Darren that are running the ball very well for us. And, you know, we have to give a little bit of props to the line on both sides of it, whether you got Max on the defensive side, you know, you've got Cotter on the defensive side. Offensively, you've got Jason, Roger. You know, you've got a lot of big boys up there that are playing the game the way it's supposed to be played now. And that's, you know, again, kudos to Spencer for putting that in them.
And your role in the coaching staff, and you have a son on the team.
I do. I coach inside linebackers, and Brock is a junior, and I have Braylon, who is a seventh grader. And I would be remiss if I did not mention the queen, which is Miss Allie McCumber. And she is my sophomore, and she runs our house. So before this decision was made, I told Spencer I had to ask Brock and make sure it was okay if I coached in Braylon, but it truly was making sure that Allie was all right with me missing a few volleyball games.
The words of John McCumber, linebacker coach at Fort Loramie, first ever varsity football coach for the Redskins in 2005, 6, 7, and 8.
And that's cool that, I mean, that they just keep regenerating here. He comes back, Mitch Westerheide, an outstanding athlete for Loramie, comes back. He's the AD now. This is what programs and schools do, and Fort Loramie's at the very top.
We are at halftime. Halftime at Fort Loramie. Redskins trail the Thunderbirds. Lamont Central Catholic 21 and Fort Loramie 20. We're about 4.5 minutes or so away from the start of our second half. Doug Ute took over as the Ohio High School Athletic Association Executive Director 2 years ago after spending 20 years as a school superintendent, including 9 at Marion Elgin and 11 at Newark City. I spoke with him just a couple of weeks ago, and I asked Doug in question number one, with that coronavirus year in the past, recall and highlight for us the value and benefits of involving students in high school sports during that pandemic.
First of all, Jack, you know, I would tell you that, you know, our schools were going through tough times, our communities were going through tough times, and a lot of uncharted water, so to speak, on how you deal with things around crowds and that. But and so I have a lot of appreciation for what our schools in Ohio did for our kids. And remember, I was a school superintendent at the start of this virus, and we were taking 7 buses out through our city. Our kids weren't allowed on our property, and we were feeding breakfast and lunch out from our buses so our kids would have something to eat. And so that's kind of the state of things back then. And so I really saw our role at the Ohio High School Athletic Association is providing something after 3 o'clock once we started churning. And we're one of the very few states in the country that, you know, we had 26 sports. We had 26 state tournaments. Some of them were shortened seasons, particularly in the fall of that. But, you know, it was so important, I think, for us to provide the leadership in the state to help locally with these kids being around the good folks, the good coaches and staff at schools, because they were isolated at home for so long. And, you know, kids need that interaction with other kids, and they need good leadership from adults. And so I really felt like that was the role of high school athletics during the pandemic. And when you look back on it, I have no idea where our kids would have been had we not had an opportunity for them. And you know, I don't, this isn't a political statement by any stretch of imagination, but I really feel like Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Houston provided us the opportunity to do that, and we're very thankful that they believed in what we were doing and how schools were running events. And to my knowledge, our events didn't spread the virus, and that was a credit to our schools. And so when you think about that, when you turn around and look back, it's one of those things, wow, how did we do that? How did we, the association, do it, and how did our member schools do it? But I think it was a, we hit a grand slam, and our member schools did a fantastic job.
Yeah, we are in the height of the high school football season right now. Talk about the 16-team format in each region. Greater participation than ever before in high school football playoff action here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went from 8 to 16 and heard a lot of positive about people getting an opportunity to play that last week. And I think this tells a lot, Jack, that we had one school opt out, and it wasn't for athletic reasons. They were a 16 seed, and number 17 said, "We'll play, and thank you for giving me." And I received a nice note afterwards. And so, you know, some folks worry about some of the matchups, a 16 and a 1. And the beauty of athletics, we had a 16 beat a 1 last year and a league rival. And I really think for that community of Edison up around Norwalk there, they had a serviceman die in Afghanistan at the airport, one of the bombing victims that was 21 years old that played football there. And it really hit that community pretty heavy. So, you know, that week 11 for them really, you know, because they dedicated a lot of stuff to him and stuff. So it was great. And then they turned around and played a 9 seed 7 miles away from him. And so, you know, we're not going to have a 16 beat a 1 every year. We had some 15s win. We had a lot of close games. But we had some games, too, that weren't so close that, you know, we have every week during the season. And I think our coaches did a really good job of not making it 70 to nothing, and more of a 40-6 game. But it's all about an experience for the kids and a playoff atmosphere and it's just not the football kids. It's the student body. It's the student sections. It's the band. It's the cheerleaders. And it's the parents and the community. So really happy that we had that kind of experience last year.
Doug Ute is the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Pleased to have him on via a pre-recorded conversation here at the half.
Sounds like a very intelligent man.
Oh, he's sharp. I really enjoyed the time I spent with him. We've got about 14 or 15 minutes recorded. That was part one. We'll get to parts two and three in upcoming high school football games down the road in October and on into November. Well, Fort Loramie won the toss to start the game, chose to receive. Redskins must kick to begin play here in the third quarter. 21-20 is the halftime score. Lima Central Catholic in the lead. The teams have alternated scores. Biggest spread in this game has been 7 by LCC. Fort Loramie has not led. And here is a ground ball kickoff of Fort Loramie, hitting at the 41-yard line of LCC. Oh, my goodness. Almost recovered by the Redskins. A terrific one-handed catch by LCC after the ball was repelled off the ground and an LCC player. Then it was speared on the fingertips by another young man whose number we didn't get.
Payne Cutlip.
Cutlip, what a great play, saving a turnover, and it's LCC's ball, great field position at the 42.
That should have been Loramie. They had three guys there, and none of them corralled the football.
Opening play, second half. LCC fashions two receivers wide left, 42-yard line, 21-20, LCC leads. Opening play, third quarter, and Fort Loramie knifes through and spills Sarah at the 41. He was a marked man on that play. Second down and 12 to go for the Thunderbirds.
I'm going to give James Patton an assist on that because he tripped over his lineman, Patton, that time.
Good push by the Redskins defensive front, forcing Patton, the offensive lineman for LCC, into the offensive backfield.
Yeah, very nice push.
Second down, close to 12 to go for a first down for the Thunderbirds at their own 41, opening 40 seconds, third quarter. 21-20 LCC. Here's Carson Parker, fakes the inside handoff and finds a receiver wide open. A little swing pass left flat. It is caught, goes to the 45, 50, to the 46-yard line of Fort Loramie. It is Sierra again.
Yeah, nice play. Nice design play right there. We put him in motion, fake to him, and then hit him coming out of the backfield. And he had 10 yards before anybody got close to him.
Yep, well done. Gabe Sarah, workhorse for this LCC club. He's done more ball carrying than has the QB, yep. Carson Parker. First and 10, Fort Loramie 46, as that last play went for about 14. Carson Parker fakes the sweep and then keeps. He rolls left. He's on the edge, and he's pushed back. He got maybe to the Redskins 43. He kept it. signal caller for the Thunderbirds. Might have gotten five. I see a referee limping on the far side of the field. That's not good. Is there such a thing as an RIT, a referee injury timeout?
Yeah, there is. I've seen it.
Second down, seven for the Thunderbirds. We played 2 minutes, third quarter, 21-20. LCC over Fort Loramie in a terrific Division VII high school football game here tonight. Receivers left and right. Carson Parker, 6 yards behind the center in the spread. Parker keeps, oh, he's got a big hole in the middle. And he gashes Fort Loramie's defense. Look at him go. Carson Parker can't be stopped. 25-20. He's on the loose. He's outside the numbers. He whips his feet down the field into the end zone for a touchdown. Carson Parker, what a load. And once he gets to daylight, Chuck, he can really spin those wheels of his.
Yeah, he's got some real good speed for as big as he is.
He turned on the afterburners. Wow, the offensive line up front for LCC generated a massive cavity, and Carson Parker sprinted right through it. He might have been touched at the point of attack, but I tell you what, Chuck, the last 35 yards of that romp to the end zone, nobody laid a hand on him.
Yeah.
Here is the extra point try by Taflinger, and guess what? He hooked it, overcooked it to the left. So both Aiden Boland of Fort Loramie and Taflinger, the fine place kicker for LCC, have missed their last two PAT tries. 27-20, LCC over Fort Loramie, 9:47 left in the third on scorersbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
An explosive touchdown run by Carson Parker, wow. Chuck, which covered, what, 35 yards?
43.
He was in the end zone in a flash. What a gaping hole in the middle. Could have driven a truck through it. Carson Parker rambled right through the opening. We've got a late flag on the field as the kickoff by LCC goes through the end zone. A little extracurricular activity around the 45-yard line, near sideline in front of the Fort Loramie bench. 27-20 in favor of LCC. I think it's a personal foul on someone.
E.J. Jones.
And it goes against which club? That's the key. Looks like Fort Loramie's retreating.
Oh, my goodness.
That one hurts.
I thought it was the other way.
And the Redskins are going to be backed up well inside their 20-yard line.
They're inside the 10.
You're right. The official keeps walking, and he's down to the 10. Yep, the Redskins against the wind here in the third quarter are down 7. Extra point try, no good by Lima Central Catholic, leaving the score at 27-20. Each team has missed a kick following their last TDs. Redskins start first and 10. Quarterback Caleb Maurer gives to Holland. Oh, Holland skirts the corner, bounces it wide, springs it to the edge. 20-25 on the loose. He galloped for every bit of 15 yards, getting Fort Loramie out of a hole. Good bit of ad-libbing, but Will Holland, nothing in the middle. And he took it to the edge. I'd like to see Joe Mixon do that a little more often for the Bengals.
I'd like to see Joe Mixon play for Fort Loramie. That could be a tough stop.
Ball mark for play at the 24, opening 3 minutes, third quarter, 27-20 LCC. Whoops, Fort Loramie's offsides. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts, to offer an extraordinary eating experience. Mm. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for you. More about the Anna Market in just a minute. Fort Loramie with a 1st and 15 from their own 19. Here's a sprint draw to Holland in the offensive backfield. Tries to surge around the corner. LCC slows him down. Well done on the play. Good hit applied by Carson Hefner, backup linebacker. Ethan Frankhauser in there on the tackle as well. Play went for just one. Second down and 14 for the Redskins at their own 19-yard line. Anna Market and Anna, it's at your service. Chairman's Reserve meats, the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Caleb Maurer in the pocket, slings it into the right flat, beyond the hash mark, far side, caught, and run to the numbers, 8 yards short of a first down, setting up 3rd and 8 for Fort Loramie. Hefner in there on the tackle for LCC. Big play right there as the Redskins could not get loose for yards after catch. 3rd and 8 right at the 25. Receivers right and left for Caleb Maurer. If Fort Loramie can't generate 8 yards here, it's punting time. Maurer with the drop. He's got time. Wide open receiver up at the 40. It is caught on the dead run by Logan Eilerman. He hustles to the near sideline. Rolled out of bounds at the 50. How Logan Eilerman, Chuck, got that free, I will never know.
Well, again, the offensive line gave Caleb time to throw the ball. They drug him from the other side again, and they're not picking him up as he comes across the formation.
Yeah, you're right. Good observation. 1st and 10, Fort Loramie. Redskins 49, 27-20 LCC. 4 minutes gone, third quarter. Deep drop, but a middle screen. Holland catches at the 48, his side of the 50, and dashes to the 45 and downed at the 43. A pickup of 8 for the Redskins. The Anna Market, the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. And furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And for your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Will Holland, right tackle, bucks to the 45. He's got the first down with a yard to spare. Stood up on the play by D'Angelo Russell of LCC, Fort Loramie, on a march. Starting way back at the Redskins 10. 5 minutes gone, third quarter of action. LCC 27, Fort Loramie 20. It has been a back-and-forth game. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Fort Loramie needs to retaliate on this drive and draw even. Caleb Maurer, deep drop, plenty of time. Now he's chased out of the pocket. We've got an offensive hold in the backfield as Maurer pitches it well out of bounds down at the 25. LCC will no doubt accept that foul.
If that's from the point of the hold, that's going to be a big drop.
That's a nasty penalty coming up, no question about it, against the Redskins. Let's see where the new line of scrimmage will be. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meat guarantee an excellent eating experience thanks to the Anna Market. Dine at home if you want. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market. Serving the very best for the best like you. 6:52 to go, third quarter. 1st and 25 for Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer to throw from his 45-yard line. Down the left sideline, Logan Eilerman, a catch and a run. He's got it. The play goes for about 30. He hauled it in at the Lima Central Catholic 42, and he darted down to the 35. My mistake, I said the play went for 30. It went for close to 25, short of a first down. Redskins needed 25, but boy, they got a big chunk back after that 15-yard walk-off against them. 2nd down and 5. Holland in the backfield behind the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. Holland gets the call. He's dealt the football. He is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and five. Redskins in four down territory in this game tonight. Ball marked for play right at the 35-yard stripe of the Thunderbirds. 5:54 to go in the third quarter. LCC 27, Fort Loramie 20. A great game here tonight. Maurer in the spread. Blitz pressure being shown by the LCC defense. Play perhaps being changed by Fort Loramie. Two receivers far right. Caleb Maurer to throw. He lobs it down the near sideline. Inside the 15. Broken up by LCC. Should have been a defensive pass interference. No DPI is called. It was broken up after a hold by the cornerback. It was Burke who grabbed the arm of Max Maurer. And it is ruled an incompletion by the crew on the field. That was a tough one to take for the Redskins.
Same guy that called the ticky-tack offsides early in the game decided you can hold and tackle defensively at a cornerback.
Yeah, that's what happened there. Fourth and five, Fort Loramie. 35-yard line of Lamas Central Catholic. 5:29 to go in the third quarter. Thunderbirds up seven. Caleb Maurer in the pocket with time. Same play, near sideline. Down inside the 10, a leaping effort. No good, incomplete. Logan Eilerman had his man beat. Against the wind, the ball was still overthrown a shade, and LCC holds. Redskins, after that big 15-yard penalty, turn it over on downs. Fort Loramie could not come up with 5 yards in two plays. Went with the home run ball on two successive efforts.
We had a pass interference not called, and that was about a yard overthrown right there.
5:25 to go in the third quarter. It is Lima Central Catholic 27, Fort Loramie 20. Thunderbirds to the line of scrimmage. Big opportunity here for the visiting team to spurt ahead by two scores.
Well, Loramie has forced one punt in the game.
One receiver split near side. Cutlup, the man in motion. Carson Parker runs over left tackle, bounces off one man, tries to reverse his field, and he's decked. Might have lost a foot or two. Ball marked for play right at the 34, no gain, second and 10. Boy, would LCC want to ever eat the clock now up by seven.
I don't have size on here. How big is 74?
Offensive lineman for Lima Central Catholic. Boy, they are very stout. Jacob Block is 6'2", 220, a senior. He is 74.
He looks like a man.
D'Angelo Russell is 6 feet tall, 271, a senior. Here is Parker faking, looking, throwing, out pattern, down the right side, wide open receiver. He beat the Fort Loramie linebackers, caught on the dead run at the 45-yard line to the 50, 45 of Fort Loramie, spilled at the 43. Matt Sierra hauled it in, dashed down the near sideline, ball thrown on the money by Carson Parker, and the Thunderbirds are in business at the 42 of the Redskins with 4:32 to go in the third quarter. 27-20 in favor of LCC. Excellent pass play on second and long. Executed nicely. Thunderbirds to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers left. Here's Quatman in sweep to the left. No, Parker keeps it. He's around the corner. Quatman blocking for him, and he produces about 3 or 4 yards. Got down inside the 40, maybe the 39. He advanced it.
I think they're going to call him out of bounds about the 41.
Sure did. Give him a yard. Knee touchdown on the boundary across the way at the 41. It was not a pickup of 3. Give him a single yard on the play. Second and 9, LCC. We're down to 4:20 left in the third quarter. Thunderbirds up 7. Receiver near side. Split wide, 15 yards. Man in motion. Carson Parker gives to Stira. He's got an opening, and he stays on his feet, keeps chugging, churning those legs. He's scrapping hard, gets down to the 35. Very close to the first down marker. Yard and a half short, third down coming up for LCC.
They had kind of gone away from him here in the second half. I don't know why you don't run him every play.
That was Gabe Sierra pounding ahead. He might be called on here. Third and a couple. 3:50 left. Third quarter. LCC with a third and two, call it. 34-yard line of Fort Loramie. Timeout called by the Thunderbirds. Under four to go in the third. Lima Central Catholic ahead of Fort Loramie by seven on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Third and two, LCC, and calling his own number is Carson Parker. He angles off right tackle, and he chews up about five or six. He's got the first down. It took three Redskins to haul him to the turf. New line of scrimmage is inside the 30 at the Fort Loramie 28. Three and a half to go in the third quarter. It is 27-20 in favor of LCC. Lima Central Catholic is running right at the Redskins on this drive, wearing down the Fort Loramie D. Burke split 10 yards to the right. In motion, right to left, goes Sierra. By himself in the backfield is Parker. No, a man in motion gets the football. Outside left tackle, the play generates about four.
There goes Sierra again. Had him in the backfield, couldn't pull him down.
Yep, Gabe Sierra stayed afloat. Gain three officially, second down and seven for LCC at the Fort Loramie 28 with 2:50 left here in the third quarter. 7-point lead, Thunderbirds. LCC gets the play call, play clock, 16, 15, 14. They use the most part of it, each play from scrimmage. Down under 10 is the play clock. Man in motion, Quatman. It is Carson Parker faking. He wants to throw toward the end zone. It's down inside the five. Intercepted by Fort Loramie in the end zone. Touchback. Ball out to the 20. Oh, we've got a late marker thrown out here near midfield. Maybe celebration by the Fort Loramie bench on the gridiron. But it's officially a touchback. Let's see.
Island went on the interception.
What a play by Logan. Carson Parker with the wind. Chucked that one deep, but Logan Eilerman was all over the intended receiver, Burke. That had no chance to reach him. Logan Eilerman picked it off. 15-yard personal foul against LCC, tacked on after the touchback. And the Redskins get the ball out at the 35.
Well, time to tie the game.
I tell you, Logan Eilerman simply outran the receiver and the football, which kept blowing and blowing downfield through the air because of the wind.
Yeah, it kind of got off to the left on Parker.
Sure did. 2:23 to go here in the third quarter. First and 10, Fort Loramie. At the Redskins 35, another turn of events. Pendulum swinging back and forth. Here's a pass thrown out in the left flat by the quarterback, Caleb Maurer. It's in the hands of Eilerman up at the 42. Then he's belted, and the ball is shaken loose out of bounds. Incomplete. Well done by Lima Central Catholic. That was Carson Parker.
Yep, that was Parker and Quatman. Both hit him.
Yep,
he had no chance of holding on to that ball.
Boy, they smacked him. Second down and 10, Redskins at their own 35, 27-20, LCC in the lead. Just one touchdown in this quarter, 6 points by the visitors. Here's a handoff, offensive backfield, Will Holland. Oh, it's snuffed out on the play by LCC. The linebacker comes shooting through. It's Frank Hauser on the hit, a loss of one. Third and 11 for the Redskins at their own 34 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. LCC up seven. The wind advantage in Fort Loramie's favor in the fourth. Fort Loramie finishing out the third quarter against a stiff breeze from the south. Two receivers far left for Caleb Maurer. He's in the pocket. He's got to step up underneath a couple of defenders, then throws middle of the field. It is popped up in the air by LCC. It hits the ground at the 50-yard line. Incomplete.
Wow.
Again, the fans on the Fort Loramie side believe the contact with Logan Eilerman was too soon.
Well, it was close. It was close. If we had a replay, I'd be able to tell you. The ball and the defender got there real close to the same time.
Good defensive play, not called DPI. I think that was a fine no call by the officiating crew. Incompletion ruled. And the Redskins, in three plays, get minus one, have to punt. Third and 11. Spencer Knopf to kick it. Wobbly, right side, short, against the wind, caught way up at the 43 by LCC. Dynamite field position. Quatman went to a knee to make sure he cradled that ball. First down for the Thunderbirds, final minute 27 here in the third. 27-20, LCC in the lead. That wind's going to be a factor in the fourth, Chuck.
Well, it's been a factor both ways. Some of the overthrows when the wind's at their back, and some of the short throws and the kicks going into the wind have been tough.
Oh, yeah, the breeze is hurting the punting game. It's stifling kicks, which are hitting a wall. LCC a first and 10, 2 yards short of the 45. Carson Parker calls his own number. He circles left end. He's on the sideline into the LCC bench up around the 48. He manufactured about four on the play. Let's see where he did step out.
Called the 45.
Yep. Give him two only. Second down, eight. A minute 20 left in the third quarter. 7-point lead for Lima Central Catholic. Redskins need a stop. LCC with the wind at its back. The final minute 20 of the third period. Receivers left and right, Burke on the far side, Quatman the near. Carson Parker will take the snap at his 40. And is Carson Parker keeping? Oh, he's tripped up at the 45-yard line. Knifing through the defender for Fort Loramie, what a tackle.
I'm getting the number. It was, McGee.
Christian McGee with a splendid hit. Carson Parker, if he makes a miss, he's got a first down across the 50 for sure. Instead, he was upended at the 47, setting up a third and six for LCC. Final 48 seconds, third quarter of this game. Fort Loramie down seven. Three receivers, trips to the left for Parker. It's a passing down. He throws right.
Oh,
it's broken up. A near pick six by Fort Loramie at the 50. Ball intended for Burke. Telegraphed on the play by Carson Parker, who oftentimes tonight tends to go away from the trips and come back to the short side of the field.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was Ethan Kaiser, and that was a pick six. If he could have grabbed that ball.
Yeah. Fourth down and about six or seven to go for a first down for LCC from the Thunderbirds 47. Final half minute, third quarter. Lima Central Catholic ahead by seven. Kick with the wind is straight up in the air. It's not a boomer, but Fort Loramie can't catch it. It was in a crowd at the 21. The ball lit on the turf and then scooted on a right angle down to about the 19. That's where the Redskins start first and 10. 28 ticks on the clock, late third quarter of this game.
They got a break. If that would have
gone down the field instead of kicking to the right, they would have been down around a five.
Yeah, thankfully, that ball came straight down out of the atmosphere and hopped diagonally into the Fort Laramie bench and did not stay on the field of play. You're right, Chuck. That could have been down inside the 10 or 5 very easily. First and 10 Redskins at their own 19. Caleb Bauer gives it to Holland, and Holland is stopped cold. He is stoned behind the line. LCC has learned what that play's all about, that sprint draw to Will Holland, and it might have lost two or three. Last play of the third quarter was right there. Nope, nope. Clock has stopped momentarily with 10.4 remaining. It's going to be second down and 13 to go for Fort Laramie. Back close to their own 15-yard line. That play resulted in a minus three every bit of it. Clock not running, still 10.4 to go, third quarter. And now it's wound up by the official. And Fort Laramie will not hasten to run another play. They'll get the wind to start the fourth. We played three quarters here at Fort Laramie. A terrific Division VII high school football game. Entertaining, exciting. Two explosive clubs. Fort Laramie trailing Lima Central Catholic 27-20 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. 27-20. LCC leads Fort Laramie. Redskins have the ball. Wind at their backs here in the fourth. Second down and about 13 to go for a first down at the Fort Laramie 17-yard line. Trips to the right. Caleb Maurer looks this way. Steps up in the pocket. May have to run with it. He circles. He's way back at the five. A late delivery. Middle of the field. Between the hash marks. Caught on the play. Up at the 23 or 24 yard line. Hauled in by Christian McGee. Good job of ad-libbing by Caleb Maurer, who avoided a big setback of 7-8 yards.
Well, and I'll tell you who else did a nice job is no lineman went downfield, because that's in a run like that, a lot of times they kind of drift.
In a continuous clock, fourth quarter, Xenia 34, Sydney nothing. It's a final. 34 zip, Xenia over Sydney to remain undefeated, 10-0. Caleb Maurer in the pocket, steps up in it. He fires a bullet down the near sideline in front of the Redskins bench. Yes, it's caught by Logan Eilerman on the dead run, parallel to the line of scrimmage. He angled toward the boundary. He outraced his defender, caught it a step in bounds up at the 33, first and 10 for the Redskins, who get out of a hole. They were back a few yards inside their 20, facing second and long, and now it's a first down and 10. A minute gone in the fourth, 27-20 LCC, which shows blitz. Inside handoff, Will Holland, a gaping hole, puts his head down and digs, fights, scraps, gets to the 44. Pickup of 11. It was Darren Eilerman on the carry and not Will Holland. Darren pinch hits in the offensive backfield some. Had a good game last week, averaged 6 yards per carry. And he's done yeoman's work at that wide field outside linebacking spot. for injured Isaac Ratterman. First and 10, Fort Loramie at the 44. 10:45 to go in the fourth. Caleb Maurer in the spread. Here comes pressure. Late pass over the middle. Receiver slips out of the backfield and catches on the dead run at the 45. He's at the 40. It's Christian McGee on the loose. 35-30. Tripped up from behind at the 24-yard line of Lima Central Catholic. Oh, what a fine tackle downfield in the secondary. That was Burke who saved a touchdown for LCC. That one might have gone to the house. 10:20 left in the fourth. Fort Loramie trying to storm back, down to 7, 27-20. First and 10 at the 25 of the Thunderbirds. We got three down linemen and the secondary full of deep backs for Lima Central Catholic. And here's the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, firing that one high and wide down inside the 5. Good coverage in the secondary by the T-Birds.
That was a good read by Caleb, because if he would have tried to throw that to the receiver, it was going to be intercepted.
Yep, no chance. And he has got to avoid a big mistake here. Second down and 10 for the Redskins. Line of scrimmage, the LCC 25. The incompletion stopped the clock. 10:02 to go here in the fourth. 7-point lead for the Thunderbirds. Two receivers left. Caleb Maurer looks that way. Now middle of the field. Has a receiver on the dead run at the 14. He hauls it in. He blasts down to the 8. Upended right there. Goal to go. Fort Loramie. The passing game is red hot. Tackle made by Quatman in the secondary. Boy, Fort Loramie is throwing short underneath and oftentimes beating LCC to the sideline. Goal to go at the 7. Let's see if the Redskins try to run it on first down. It is Will Holland getting the call. No, Caleb Maurer keeps. There he goes, circling left end on the dead run. Inside the 5, gets to the pylon, hurdles it.
Nice
over.
Run.
Touchdown. What a run, Caleb Maurer. Wow. He was way back at the 17 or 18-yard line after faking the inside handoff. He made a big semicircle around left end, and he was really kicking those heels. He outran the linebacker for LCC inside the 5, and he got the football up and over the pylon. Here is the game-tying extra point upcoming. LCC 27, Fort Loramie 26, 9:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Needless to say, a critical PAT try by Bolin. It is up. It is good. He's got it. We've got, I think, a false start, though, on Fort Loramie, which may nullify the made kick. Now, the commotion on the field I was watching was the reason for my delay in letting you know the kick was good. We repeat.
They called it an illegal formation. They didn't have four in the backfield.
Illegal formation, so it's a pre-snap foul. Boland's got to kick it again, and this time it's going to be back from right around the 16-yard line. So this is a 26-yard kick. Straight away, right down the middle, with the wind. He missed one at this end. Good snap. The kick is up and away. It's in the air.
Nice.
Oh, he's got 40 yards to spare.
Wow.
Wow, he powered that one home. Redskins fans rejoice. We are tied. Brand new game at 27. A Division 7 game for the ages here at Fort Loramie tonight. A 27-all deadlock, 9:29 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
I'm running out of adjectives, Chuck, to describe this contest tonight here at Fort Loramie.
Well, it's exactly what we were hoping we were going to see.
27-27, under 10 to play in the fourth. Fort Loramie with the wind, kicks a high bouncing ball down to the 11, returned by Quatman. He slips a tackle, slips another, off to the races, 30-35, tripped up from behind at the 37. Boy, if Quatman makes one more man miss, it is a house call. Quatman is dangerous. Oh, boy. Fort Loramie had him cornered back inside the 20. He managed to zip it out to the 36. First and 10 LCC. Wind advantage in the fourth, Fort Loramie. 27-27 deadlock. 9:19 to go. Carson Parker in the spread will take the snap at his 21. He's got Gabe Syrup alongside. Here is a handoff on the play to Sierra. Outside right tackle. He bulldozes for a yard or two. That's it. Into the LCC bench. Good play far side of the field. In there on the tackle for Fort Loramie, Calvin Hoing, Nate Berger assisted. Give him three officially. Didn't think he got better than two, but he did. Second down and 7. For LCC, 8:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. Who will have the ball last in this game? We're tied at 27. LCC receiver flanked all the way to the boundary on the wide side. Split a good 20 yards. Here's Carson Parker in the offensive backfield, rumbling to the line of scrimmage. He's brought down. Decked. Might have lost a couple. Third and 10 coming up for LCC. Technically third and 9.5 to go for the Thunderbirds. Look like Berger again in there on the tackle for Fort Loramie.
Cotner there too.
Give Cotner a lot of credit. Well done by him. Max Cotner, defensive lineman. Damian Bruns around the play. They rally to the ball. Third and nearly 10 for LCC. Line of scrimmage, the Thunderbirds 37. Passing down, trips to the left. Look for Sirik running short. Here's a ball thrown down the right side of the field. Yes, it's caught at the 45-yard line. Run after catch to about the 47 or 8. Appears to be a first down. It was Sirik who angled beyond the numbers toward the LCC bench. Parker hit him on the run, and it is right at the first down marker. I don't think there's a need for a measurement. It is a first and 10 for LCC. Line to gain, the Fort Loramie 44.
They've run that play probably 10 times.
Yeah.
And why go away from it? It hadn't been stopped yet.
No, it's been productive. Anywhere from 8 to a dozen yards per try. Little flip to Sierra in the flat after he is in motion. Quarterback Carson Parker, he bowls to the line of scrimmage, thrown back. He got to the 48 and wound up at the 47. Original line of scrimmage, the 46. Ball marked for play after a gain of 1. Second down and 9. Calvin Hoing on the tackle for Fort Loramie. 7:22 to go in the fourth quarter. LCC 27, Fort Loramie 27. Fantastic football game here tonight at Fort Loramie. Two Division 7 powerhouses. 1, 2, 3 trips to the left for the quarterback, Parker. He needs to gain the 44 of Fort Loramie. Time out called on the field. Requested by LCC. That's the second of their three. We'll return in a moment. We played 5 minutes, fourth quarter, 27-27, even up. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants.
Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Yep, here we go. Final 7 minutes of this game. Big play, second down, nearly 10 to go for a first down for LCC from the Thunderbird 47. Snap back to Carson Parker. He jitterbugs. He wants to run. He's dancing. Breaks a tackle. Gets wide over the 50. Let's see where it's marked for play. He might have managed to skirt the corner and get all the way down inside the 45-yard line.
Wow.
What a run by Carson Parker. Splendid balance. 6'2", 210, won't go down. Takes three or four to pull him to the turf. Once he gets momentum forward, Chuck, he gains six or seven every time.
Well, as a sophomore last year, we were impressed. As a junior, he's gotten better.
New line of scrimmage, the Fort Loramie 43, 6:51 remaining here in the fourth quarter. LCC 27, Fort Loramie 27. Fans everywhere, both sides of the stadium, on the edge of their seats. Man in motion, Sierra. Parker, lone man, offensive backfield. He wants to run around right end. Gets a block from Sierra. Lurches ahead inside the 40-yard line. Slices to the 37. There's that plus six on first down. He went out of bounds. Stopped the clock at 6:44. Give him five officially. Second down and five. Just inside the Redskins, 39. Fort Loramie made quick work of the wind early in this period with a touchdown drive and a PAT to tie up the game. Fort Loramie's never led. Clubs have alternated touchdowns all night long. LCC, then Fort Loramie. It's happened four times. Here's the snap back to Parker. Parker hands off to Sierra. Sierra stands up strong. He bounces off one tackler, stays on his feet, trudges down to the 31. Another first down. LCC's run game is dynamite.
Well, pick your poison. I mean, you can't stop Parker. You can't stop Sierra. Those two young men are having a field day running the ball tonight. They've got to be over 300 yards rushing the ball now.
Buddy Bryant, 260 at center. The guards are both 225, Shipman and Patton. D'Angelo Russell, 271 at one tackle. Jacob Locke, 220 at the other. Down to 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. First and 10 LCC at the Fort Loramie 31. Here is Carson Parker. Hands off to Sierra. Belted behind the line. He is shut down in that play. Might have lost a yard. Penetration on the play by Fort Loramie's Nate Berger.
Yeah, also Cotton. I can't say his name. Cotterman.
Cotner caught him.
Cotner, that's the one.
Second down, 11. 32-yard line of the Redskins. Keep in mind, Taflinger, very good field goal kicker for Lima Central Catholic. 3 of 4 on the year. As head coach Scott Palti noted in our pregame interview, he's comfortable with Taflinger from around 40 yards out. Here's a sweep to the right. It might be Quatman turning the corner. He's got a seam. 30, 25, 20. Cuts it back. Down inside the 15. Rolled out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. That's that wide receiver reverse to Quatman. And he's pulled it off a few times tonight. Successful more often than not. And LCC is at the 12. With 5:20 to go here in the fourth. Lima Central Catholic has been getting it done most often tonight on the ground. Fort Loramie through the air. This has been a 5.5-minute drive. It'll wind up being 6 minutes by the time LCC gets down inside the 10-yard line. Ball marked for play officially at the 11. Here is Carson Parker, calls his own number. He keeps, rumbles, left guard, got 2 to the 9. Second down from the 9 for Lima Central Catholic, which can produce a first down at the 1. All the way down to 4:30 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why the wind doesn't make any difference for LCC. If you're going to run the football, you don't care if you're running into the wind.
Exactly.
And they definitely, I'm didn't mean to step on it, they're definitely in field goal range at this point, even into the wind.
4:23, 4:22, 4:21 left here in the fourth. Here is Carson Parker giving on the sweep to Quatman. There he goes, running laterally, uses the width of the field. He scrambles down inside the five near the goal line. If he didn't score a touchdown, he got a first down. He is ruled in for the score, I think.
Yep, touchdown.
Yep, the officials do signal TD, Lima Central Catholic, which is on top now, 33-27. Quatman on that reverse has been exceptional.
He is exceptional, and I'll tell you, that play is so well blocked. He's 10 yards down the field before anybody gets close.
Big extra point try by Taflinger of LCC with 4:07 to go in the fourth quarter. Snap from center. Kick is low. It sails to the right. Oh, it sneaks in above the crossbar and inside the right post. Not artistic. How he made it, I'll never know, but it counts.
It's almost blocked.
Yes, it was. It's a point. Big kick by Lima Central Catholic. Fortuitous right there for certain. 4 minutes, 4 seconds left in this game. Lima Central Catholic 34, Fort Loramie 27 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
34-27 LCC over Fort Loramie. Just a few ticks over 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. It has been a terrific game here at Fort Loramie High School tonight. Glad you could join us on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5. We were informed by Christian Netcast late in the second quarter. We had more than 2,000 IP addresses tuned in. Here's a pop-up kickoff by LCC. It is muffed by Fort Loramie, picked up at the 20. Run down the near sideline. Big return over the 50 to the 44 of the Thunderbirds.
That was Cotner, and he did a great job of going to pick the ball up because nobody went after it. And that's a heck of a return.
And LCC got sucked in way downfield as a result of the odd return of the kickoff by Fort Loramie. LCC had 7-8 people on special teams between the hash marks, and then the return man for Fort Loramie just got around the edge, and he had an open lane. Ball marked for play at the LCC 45 with 3:58 to go in the game.
That's a defensive lineman. That's good speed.
Oh, I'd say so. Here is the quarterback, Caleb Maurer, handing off on the play to Will Holland over left guard. He puts his nose in between the left guard and left tackle and squeezes out two to the 43. Second down, 8. Timeout situation, LCC is used to. Down to 1 for the Thunderbirds. Fort Loramie has its full complement of 3 timeouts remaining. 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. 2 receivers left for the Redskins. Caleb Maurer, 5 yards behind the line, low snap, looks in the right flat. He's got a receiver who catches beyond the numbers in front of the Redskins bench. It was a dart thrown by Caleb Maurer in advance on the play of about 7 or 8, a yard and a half short of a first down at the LCC 37-yard line. Was that Logan Eilerman, Chuck?
That was Eilerman, yep.
Eilerman.
Boy, he's thrown for over 300 yards in this game now.
3:19, 3:18 to go in the fourth. It is 3rd and 2, Redskins in 4-down territory. Whose number do you call here? Caleb Maurer in the offensive backfield. Hands it off straight ahead. Running play for Loramie. Right to the first down marker. Very close.
He got right to the 35. That should be a first down.
At Will Holland was contacted at the 36. Stayed on his feet. Now the officials have not signaled it. Chains are not
moving it. Yeah.
Finally, they do. Had me buffaloed. 1st and 10, officially Fort Loramie. Nose of the ball resting on the 35.
There's been a couple of what I thought were maybe questionable calls, but for most part, this has been a well-officiated football
game. Oh, yeah. It's cleanly played.
Yep, letting them play. I like that.
What, less than five penalties all night?
Yep.
Caleb Maurer, deep drop, way back at the 47, wants to throw a screen, instead releases late into the right flat, caught, but not much of an advance. It was Darren Eilerman who received it just beyond the line of scrimmage. I think that was intended to be a screen.
It was.
And LCC clogged it up, and Caleb had to ad-lib a throw to an outlet man in the right flat. It did generate 2.5, second down, and a little less than 8 from the 32.5 of LCC. Thunderbirds show blitz pressure. Here they come. Caleb Maurer runs out of the pocket to the left, throws down the left side of the field, caught at the numbers. Reversing this way is the receiver. Good run after catch down inside the 20 at the 17-yard line. Logan Eilerman caught it on his back shoulder. Managed to run away from two defensive backs. Then tried to fool him and come to the middle of the field. Got a couple extra yards. Matt Sierra wrapped him up. New line of scrimmage, the LCC 18. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Lima Central Catholic up 7. Fort Loramie knocking on the door. Line of scrimmage, 18 of the Thunderbirds. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flanked right. One is Eilerman. Two to the left. Hand off Holland in the middle. Left tackle Burrows ahead. He's got a few yards. He carves out about 7. He charged down to the 11-yard line.
He dropped back and threw that little pitch into the middle to Holland. That was a completed pass is what that was.
I was going to say, that goes down as a throw, a completion, padding the percentage. Second down, 3.5 to go for Fort Loramie. Line of scrimmage inside the 12 of LCC. We're down to 70 seconds to go in the game. Hand off again. Holland is threading the needle between guard and tackle. Stays on his feet. And he charges down inside the 5. Got to the 3. Stood up on the play by Russell. Goal to go, Fort Loramie. 63 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. 34-27. LCC up 7.
Both teams have 15 first downs. Isn't that amazing?
It sure is. And both teams matching yards just about. Loramie's got them passing, LCC running.
Exactly. Both of them are 300 yards passing, 300 yards rushing.
Scoreboard clock is running, 48-47. It is first down, goal to go, Loramie from the 3. Running play, left guard, Darren Eilerman wrapped up at the 4. He lost a yard. Redskins get a timeout. 38 seconds to go. The game is going to come down to the final half minute. Fort Loramie will have 3 more plays to punch it in. Redskins have taken a timeout. We'll keep it right here. LCC on its heels for the moment. Stood strong on that play and stoned the running play for a minus 1. Bell ball is officially marked back at the 3. There was no gain. No gain on the last play. Goal to go from the 3 when we resume. Second down upcoming. Scoreboard says what, Chuck? 38 seconds to go.
38 seconds to go. Second and 3 from the 3.
Fort Loramie with 1 timeout left.
Oh, they got 2.
Oh, who used that one there?
That was Loramie. They had 3. Now they got 2.
Okay, I thought they'd used 1 prior to that. They had not. They still have 2 remaining. Hey, don't forget Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at night. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Drop by, have a seat, have a burger. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day. Redskins to the line of scrimmage, second and goal from the 3. Caleb Maurer takes the snap at the 10, rolling out to the right, delivers a pass in the flat. It's caught at the 1-yard line, and the receiver dives in for the score. Caleb Maurer, good fake in the offensive backfield. Took a stutter step to the left, wheeled, spun to the right. Who was on the receiving end, Chuck?
I couldn't see.
I thought for an instant that maybe it was Will Holland out of the backfield, but I am not certain. And now with 33 seconds to go in the game, Fort Loramie lines up to go for two. 34-33, LCC by one. Fort Loramie going for the two-point conversion and the victory. And we've got a timeout being called on the field by Lima Central Catholic.
They called their last. I said to you at the time when Loramie was getting the kickoff, said they scored a touchdown. They need to go for two because they don't want to get into overtime in this game.
I would agree with you.
Yep. They haven't been able to stop Lima Central Catholic running the ball all night.
No.
Just like they haven't been able to stop Loramie throwing the ball.
No, if we got into an overtime game, Chuck, we'd be here till midnight.
Wouldn't that be fun, though?
Hey, don't forget now, Myers Tavern, we were highlighting the folks up in Botkins. Oh, great place to eat. Order your carryout now, 693-8271. That's 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. How many defensive men on Logan Eilerman on this play, do you think, Chuck?
Well, I think you're going to see some kind of a ball fake, and I think you're going to have to roll Maurer out. I mean, that's what I'm thinking anyway.
Two receivers far left. Caleb Maurer back at the nine to take the snap. Two-point conversion try. Fort Loramie for the win. And the Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Caleb Maurer signals a timeout. One remaining. We're still at 33.7 to go in the fourth. 34-33, LCC by one.
I'm glad I'm not making the play call here.
Well, you're going to throw it.
Yeah. I would press, and then I'd go into it, play man-to-man, yeah, but that's a different sport.
I think you have to throw it, no question about it. Have Caleb Maurer make a play for you. Hey, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. At your local Pro Hardware stores, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools, 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets. Also, white and gray shaker cabinets can be obtained in 3 days. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 412 East Pike in Jackson Center, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his Pro Hardware stores right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And in a moment, we'll tell you a little bit more about what Darren Yinks, the owner, has in store for you. Redskins to the line of scrimmage. Two-point conversion try, down one. Fort Loramie going for the triumph. And the Redskins throw it into the left flat. It is caught behind the line of scrimmage. There's a hole, and the receiver runs right through it.
Wow.
What a great play call. What a great play call. Touchdown, or I should say, two-point conversion.
Boy, they ran a slip screen right there. Ooh. Eilerman came into the seam. Perfect play. Well done. And Loramie, it's about time that they're on the winning end of a two-point conversion. Man, I had some tough ones last year.
And, Chuck, what is amazing about that play, we've seen some hitches. We've seen some crossers, some down and outs. We have not seen that little bubble screen all night long.
Nope.
It was saved in the hip pocket of the Loramie coaching staff for that precise moment, and it worked. On the receiving end,
I'm pretty sure it was Eilerman. I think he came out of the slot. Just came right down the line of scrimmage.
Wow. He caught the ball at about the 7. Oh, my. There was a 7 or 8 yard cavity that opened up, and he slipped right through it. That's what we call the slip screen.
Well, right now, got to be careful.
Yes.
Because they are dangerous returning the football.
33.7 to go. Fort Loramie 35, LCC 34. What a play pulled off by Fort Loramie.
Yes.
Ball was caught back at what, about the...
Well, they probably caught it about the 6.
Yeah. Yep. Ball caught behind the line, and then the sea just parted. It opened up. Little pop fly kickoff by Fort Loramie is out of bounds. Not a bad move. No kickoff return.
Yeah, I don't want to give it to their return guys.
New line of scrimmage now as a result of the automatic flag on the kickoff out of the field of play. The LCC's got it at the 35.
They can decline it, make them kick again.
And they might.
That's exactly what they're doing.
33.7 left. Line of scrimmage would be the 35 for the T-Birds if they decline the penalty. Technically, it's a 5-yard penalty for the kickoff out of bounds. And LCC may put it in play at the 35, and that is going to be the choice. ...35-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. We just heard the lengthy explanation from the officials on the field, and maybe the final resolution is kick it again?
Nope, they get 5 yards from the 35, so they get to the 40. Maybe you can't decline that. I mean, I'd have to ask that question.
That's a good point.
But, boy, if you could decline it, I certainly would if I was Lima Central Catholic.
Well, you got to keep your eyes on Burke and
Quatman.
Yep, those two young men for sure. Yeah, those are the two dangerous deep threats downfield. Burke is 14, Quatman is 4. Ball is marked for play on the near hash. Line of scrimmage, the 40. 33.7 to go. Fort Loramie in the two-point conversion leads at 35-34. The only lead of the night for the Redskins. Here's Carson Parker rolling right. He throws downfield across the 50. The receiver catches at the 45. Stays on his feet. He's pulled down finally at the 40. 26.5 to go. Lima Central Catholic in striking range. And Carson Parker, with no timeouts left, spikes the football. 24.5 to go. 35-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. A sensational high school football game.
Absolutely.
Here tonight at Fort Loramie. Scoreboard clock is reset for 25.5. Not 24.5. LCC gains a second. 35-34 Fort Loramie, which again did not lead in this game until the final, less than 40 seconds.
Yep.
We got trips to the right for Carson Parker. He's got a strong arm. He is throwing against the wind. And you know he will put it in the air. Field goal does them good. Keep in mind, a field goal wins the game. Taflinger can kick him from 40. LCC has the ball, first and 10, or I should say second and 10, after the spike at the Fort Loramie 40-yard line. The officials conferring.
I don't know what the heck the officials are doing. Let them play.
Lines are down eventually. Carson Parker way back at the 50. Looks, throws a sideline pattern. I think it's complete, but just for 2 yards.
The clock started after a spike ball. It should have not started till the ball was snapped. They started the clock.
We're down to eight.
That took 7 seconds.
18 seconds to go on the scoreboard. And for Lima Central Catholic, it is third down. That play gained nothing. Receiver caught it, stepped out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage.
I can't believe nobody on that other sideline saw the clock start.
That was Burke who caught it, third and 10. Well, the scoreboard says second and 10 still. I'm confused. Here's Parker in the pocket. He's nearly sacked. He's in trouble. He manages to throw it away. Is it ruled intentional grounding? Is it a sack?
My.
Incompletion? What's been called?
They called it incomplete.
Oh, the officials get together. And I'm uncertain of the down, Chuck. I'm confused.
Well, they spiked it on second to the incomplete on third. It's got to be fourth down.
Scoreboard says third and 10. And I'm telling you, audience, I don't know for sure.
Well, they've run 3 plays.
Yep.
They spiked it, they threw an incompletion, and then they just got sacked.
It's third and 10 or fourth and 10. Parker with 9 seconds to go, back to pass, throws middle of the field. The receiver catches down at the 14-yard line. We're all the way down to 2 seconds on the clock. The ball is going to be spotted. Lima Central Catholic comes to the line of scrimmage. They can't get the field goal team on. They've got a chance for one more play to Carson Parker. They don't snap it in time.
Terrible.
And that's it. The game should be over.
It's not, though, because he spiked it. That's terrible. Terrible officiating right there.
And that means that Taflinger for Lima Central Catholic can come onto the field and attempt to boot a 36-yard field goal to win it.
There was 4 seconds to go when they tackled him. There is no way that they got everything set and spiked that ball in that amount of time. They're not going to try the field goal. They're going for the touchdown.
No, they aren't going to try the kick. 9/10 of a second to go. This play's going to the end zone. Carson Parker to the line of scrimmage. Now he recedes. He's in the spread, and Fort Loramie takes its last timeout. 9/10 of a second to go in this game. It's been a baffling last half minute. It's confused me.
They spiked the ball, so that made it second down. They threw an incompletion to the sideline. That made it third down. They sacked him. It should have been fourth down. They would have picked it up anyway with the play. But I'm confused about that.
I am surprised Lima Central Catholic doesn't try a field goal here.
I don't understand why they allowed. I mean, they held the ball until they got everybody out there and lined up. That's not how that's supposed to go.
It would be 36 against the wind. But here comes the offensive team on the field for Lima Central Catholic.
Make a play right here. Make a play.
Carson Parker will take the snap with 9/10 of a second to go. Fort Loramie's up one, 35-34. Two receivers to the left. Clock will not start till the ball snapped from center. Last play of the game, unless there's a penalty. Parker's way back at the 27, looks in the end zone. We've got holding in the backfield. Pass is thrown, intercepted by Fort Loramie in the corner of the end zone. What's been called on the field? Penalty maybe against LCC. Declined by the Redskins, I believe. Let's check the call. Holding, Lima Central Catholic. Declined by Fort Loramie, which takes a thrilling comeback victory over Lima Central Catholic, 35-34. It was not decided until the final 9/10 of a second.
Unbelievable game. The people who got in here tonight, they got their money's worth.
I have never seen so much action and confusion, Chuck, in the last 30, 35 seconds of a football game ever.
No, that was And you know what I like to see all night? Hard hitting, and then one team was helping the player up. To me, that's the way these games should be played.
And I tell you what, these two teams are at midfield, and they are sharing this game verbally. You can see them talking, the coaches talking, everybody celebrating, congratulating each other. Lima Central Catholic has just lost a heartbreaker. Led the entire game except the last 40 seconds.
Yeah. Exactly. And like I said, I called it. I said, they have got to go for two. There is no way they want to go.
Oh, these are two fantastic football teams in D7, and they will make some noise. I think that given the fact that New Bremen's in the Southwest region, Fort Loramie's probably in the tougher region of the two,
right?
Northwest, Southwest. But nonetheless, who knows? This could be a preview. This could be a preview of a game in about 5 weeks, a state semifinal.
Well, but you know what? It wouldn't shock me.
Nope. We got a three-minute radio station breakup coming. Fort Loramie wins it in spectacular, thrilling fashion by 1 point, 35-34, with a two-point conversion, Chuck, with under
35 seconds.
Yeah, under 35. 33 point something, under 35 seconds to go. Fort Loramie scored a great slip screen pass play for the two-point try to win it. And then Lima Central Catholic wound up starting at its own 40-yard line and got down into long field goal range, disdained the kick, and wound up holding on the final play of the game, which was a pass play into the corner of the end zone. It was either incomplete or intercepted. Fort Loramie declined the penalty, and that was it. Three-minute break upcoming. Heck of a game tonight here at Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by one, 35-34. Back in 3 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is Jack with Chuck back at Fort Loramie High School. A lot of fans still milling around. Fort Loramie band down below striking it up. Redskins celebrating, winning 35-34 over Lima Central Catholic. Fort Loramie never led in this game until the final 35 seconds. Could be a little bit of a shakeup among the top several teams in the Southwest region of Division 7. New Bremen was upset tonight by Delta St. John's. So we'll see how that plays out when we check out Joe Idle in about 90 minutes or so. But Fort Loramie assured of no worse than a second spot. I think it was probably going to take an Ansonia loss for Fort Loramie to sneak into the number one spot. Not sure. But Lima Central Catholic certainly among the top four. Two home field games upcoming for the Thunderbirds in the Northwest region of D7. Tonight's loss, believe it or not, Chuck, was was LCC's fourth on the year.
Right.
Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but, I mean, they struggle pass defense for sure. But, you know, they play a tough schedule.
You give Caleb Maurer time, which the Redskins' offensive line
did a great job.
Did for the most part tonight. Caleb can be so dangerous, not only because he keeps plays alive with his feet, he can sling it from any arm angle, yep. And his receivers are so adept. The connection and communication skills between quarterback and the wideouts for Fort Loramie, amazing. He had a night. He was 25 of 37, four touchdowns. He did throw the one interception for 336 yards. That is amazing. And you go to the other side of the ledger, 45 rushes for Lima Central Catholic, 313 yards. Lormie ended up with 428 total yards. LCC ended up with 402 yards.
And Caleb Maurer's biggest pass of the night was a little slip screen on a two-point conversion
try.
Probably caught the Logan Eilerman at 2-3 yards behind the line of scrimmage outside the five. A big hole opened up, as it should, if that screen is executed, and he went right through it untouched into the end zone.
Perfectly executed, perfect call.
For as simple a two-point conversion pass play you have ever, ever seen.
Yep.
And that little shorty was his biggest of the night because it won the game.
Well, I've got a couple of for each team of Clancy's players tonight. For Lima Central Catholic, Matthew Quatman, he was outstanding.
Yep.
And then Gabe Sierra, what a game.
Ooh,
he had.
Yep.
And you go to the other side, I could probably pick the entire offensive line. I thought Cotterman had a great game. But Caleb Maurer and Logan Eilerman, those two were just—they were unstoppable tonight.
Yep. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, sponsors our Stars of the Game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors tonight. There are three in Fort Loramie with us each and every Fort Loramie sports contest. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Thank you so much. Fort Loramie victorious by 1 point tonight, 35-34. Chuck, after putting a series of new batteries in his calculator, generated a number of what,
830 yards of offense tonight.
Oh,
I mean, that's a season for a couple of teams we watch.
You don't see that in a real heavyweight Division I matchup.
No.
Man, oh man, 840 yards here tonight between these two clubs. Of course, the majority of Fort Loramie's through the air and the majority of LCC's on the ground. Results of seven or so scores for you. Adelphi St. John's upset New Bremen. Versailles over Minster, Northridge over Layman Catholic, Marion Local over Coldwater, Anna over Parkway, Xenia over Sydney. Piqua late in the game over Stebbins.
Yeah, 21-7 is the last score.
21-7 was the last. I thought I heard a 28-15.
That's possible.
Yeah, okay.
That's the last one I had.
But Piqua had a two-touchdown lead late in the second half of that game. Again, check out joeitel.com, joeitel.com. Tell you what, he'll update things mighty fast tonight.
Hell yeah.
I tell you, in the next 60 to 90 minutes, he'll just about have every region laid out, and you can figure out who's playing who, 16 against 1, 15 against 2, so on and so forth. As we told our listeners earlier, we thought Lima Central Catholic would probably wind up playing Tiffin Calvert, Eden or Ada, someone like that down in the 13, 14, 15, 16 spot. Not sure that LCC could drop as far down as 4. I think they were pretty solidly ahead of Waynesfield Goshen, which was 4th. LCC was 2nd. The 3rd and 4th teams in the Northwest region, Antwerp and Goshen, both undefeated. Macomb was number 1. It's only lost to Marion Local. LCC was 2nd at 6-3 coming into play tonight. What a game. We knew it would be. 67 points scored last year between the two at Lima Stadium. Tonight, 69 points scored. Chuck, what will they do for an encore next year back at Lima?
7-6.
Oh, boy. Carson Parker will be back as a senior.
He's terrific. Yeah. He is absolutely terrific.
And so many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors tonight: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC Solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know Schnipple built Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, securcom.com. The pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5. Our radio station sponsors tonight included Sydney Body Car Star, Sydney Chiropractic, and NK Telco on the air with us tonight via the radio station. Thank you so much. Final word from Chuck.
That was as much fun as you can have at a high school football game.
OMG is my final word.
Yeah, that was just that's as good as it gets right there, especially Ooh. With the two-point conversion for the win.
35-34, Fort Loramie triumphant in scintillating fashion. Exciting, entertaining game. One of the two or three best high school games I've ever seen.
Yeah, me too.
And it was super duper, that's for sure. Redskins never led to the final 35 seconds and win it by 1, pulling it out of the fire at the very finish. Thanks so much to Tracy on the board at the radio station. Gratitude to you for staying with us and following our cues all night long. Our radio station audience, thanks very much. Our online audience, everybody in the West Central Ohio region, we were told by Christian Netcast, we had some 2,000 IP addresses in the second quarter. That doesn't count the radio station audience.
Right.
They were listening to us from all over Western Ohio. The game was well listened to up in the Lima and Allen County region for sure. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. We will alert you in the next 24 to 48 hours as to our broadcast next Friday. Friday night. Keep in mind, the first two rounds of the playoffs, all games statewide are on Friday evening. Divisions 1 through 7, every game the first 2 weeks on Friday. So we'll have Friday games for you the next two Fridays here on Scores Broadcast and Hits 105.5. For Chuck, Jack saying good night from Fort Loramie. The Redskins defeat the Thunderbirds in a thriller, an amazing game, 35-34.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.